Target? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinPairNerds.com, along my co-host,
Sub Rooster.
That's right.
Fight. Finish him.
All right, if you said so.
Finish me off, baby. Finish me off. So this is podcast number 54, I believe, I hope. What have you been up to this week, Rui?
Bayonetta.
Really?
And fixing a laptop.
What games did I lend you last week?
Bayonetta and Somewhere Under the Sea. The Bioshock 2.
Oh, Bioshock. Have you played that one yet?
No, I haven't.
You just played Bayonetta?
Only for like half an hour.
And what do you think of it so far?
Cinematics are meh, but she's hot as hell. And
she is hot.
The game is fun.
Yeah.
But isn't there something wrong?
What do you mean?
You're killing angels.
That is the irony of the game.
Those are angels.
Those are fucked up looking angels.
Doesn't matter. They're God's little messengers.
Yeah, well, God's kind of a dick in that game, so, you know.
Well, you're a witch, and, you know, witches should burn to hell.
Did you see the little reference to Dr. Robotnik?
Which one? Eggman?
Yeah, Eggman. Yeah. Like, Eggman fell off the building, whatever the fuck.
I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, they're referencing Sonic the Hedgehog there, and that's all you've been playing?
That's it. Most of the time I was fixing a laptop. I didn't want to, but I had to reformat it. And this is one of my biggest complaints when it comes to laptops, is, you know how computers, how they stick the serial key to your operating system on the side or on top or in a package? Well, they put it on the bottom of the laptop.
Naturally, because that's what people
After years of using a laptop and the heat and everything's all like smudged.
And the numbers scrape off. Yeah.
Everything's all gone. Yeah. So I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to know? So I asked my girlfriend's father and he's like, I don't know. So I'm like, okay. So I checked online and there was this program that reads it for you. Like it checks your system and tells you it. So I'm like, okay. I used it and it told me the numbers. I wrote it down, reformatted it. And then it's like, please insert serial key. And then it's like, invalid. I'm like, what? No. So I had to figure something out.
Wow, that's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, that took about a couple of days.
I hate technology for that reason. It's like something so simple, but it's so crappy.
I hate the fact that I'm the only one who knows how to do it. And it's like, oh, what's your boyfriend doing? Here, tell him to do
it. Yeah, I hear that.
What about you? What have you been doing?
I've been playing Mortal Kombat. I finally got it.
Well, you didn't get it the way you wanted.
No, I never got it from Best Buy, but I did end up getting it. And I'll tell you the story in our last... Actually, I could just tell you the story right now. After my last podcast, I was bitching and whining about Best Buy and sending me the fucking package, right?
Yeah.
I went to EB Games with my girlfriend, or GameStop downtown, on Queen of Bathurst.
Same thing, Toronto. EB, right?
Yeah.
Do they have two different locations? Like, is there an actual GameStop store?
Yeah.
And there's an actual EB?
Yeah.
Are they the same store?
Yeah.
So are they eventually going to change all their names?
I think EB's going to eventually become GameStop.
Okay.
And in Canada, because we've never had a GameStop before.
No.
So... I went to a GameStop, which used to be an EB, but it's a GameStop now, which is why I said taking over. And I went in there to buy God of War 3, because I know that game was like $20 used, right?
It's not a bad price.
Yeah, so I wanted to buy this God of War 3 so I can play it while I wait for my Mortal Kombat to still arrive, because as it turns out, my Mortal Kombat, the reason why it was delayed till Friday was because the order was back order. They had no more in stock.
But so they're probably waiting for yours to get back so they can send that one.
Probably. But I called them and I was like, so my thing's back ordered, but yet you told me last week to order more because you still have it in stock.
They lied.
Yeah. So I was like, so it's sent out. It's not even going to be sent out on Friday. You're still waiting for it to be processed.
So if you checked on Friday, it'll probably be Sunday and then it'll say Monday and then keep going until forever.
So I was like, all right, fuck it. While I'm waiting for this shit to come in, I'll go to GameStop and buy myself God of War 3. I want to play my PlayStation 3. I haven't played it in a while because it's also still down. Whenever I save a game, it says 2006. Don't know why.
Dennis is quite upset because...
That's his only console.
It's only console, and he only plays his Call of Duty online.
We have good news about PlayStation later, though, in the segment.
Do we?
The news segment. So I went to GameStop, bought God of War 3 without a cover, so I got 10% off. Plus, I had my little card there that gets
10% off. So it's practically free.
So it was like $15 for God of War 3. As I'm paying for it, the dude that was working there was actually really... What? A good GameStop employer? As I was paying for it, I saw this giant-ass Mortal Kombat box behind him.
You thought it was display, didn't you?
I thought it was display, and I asked him, is that the joystick display? He goes, no, it's a joystick. It's the one. It's the order. And I was like, so it's like the actual cabinet and whatever is in there? He said, yeah. Someone pre-ordered it and canceled it. So we're here for public... It's for public sale now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god! Oh my god, how much? He's like $160. It's like $20 more than what I originally planned. But I was But I was like, well, Best Buy didn't even adjust my price anyway, so it was really like $10 more.
I'll ask after.
So I was like, really? And this has never been open? He's like, no, it's brand new. Just here because someone canceled it. We don't know what to do with it right now. I was like, oh, and I told him the story with the whole Best Buy thing. He's like, Best Buy sucks for that reason online. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'll never order from them again. So I go to dinner with my girlfriend, and I'm checking the Best Buy website on my mm-hmm. phone, and it still says in progress, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta buy this fucking thing. And I'm like, okay, I know this is gonna sound really mean to my girlfriend we're having dinner. I was like, but I'm gonna leave now. I'm gonna go buy this arcade thing and
make love to it.
Because it closes at 9 and it's like 8:30.
And it was
8:59. Right? Yeah, basically. So I was like, all right, I gotta go there. I'll be back. She's like,
wait, was this right at the end of the meal? Did you make
her
pay for it?
Right at the beginning of the meal.
Oh, that was delicious. I gotta get going. Yeah.
So I was like, all right. I went to GameStop, and I'm like, dude, you won. I'm buying that thing right now.
Sorry, we sold it to that guy right there.
I'm surprised they didn't. So I bought it, and I called Best Buy. I was like, hey, I want to cancel my order. They're like, done. So I didn't give you the order number. So, of course, canceling was never a problem. It's just the whole order thing coming in. So I went home, and I humped the fuck out of it. And I'll tell you what
you're
I thought
about. You're talking about Mortal Kombat, right?
Of course.
Okay.
What else are we talking about?
I don't know.
My girlfriend?
Wait, I was supposed to say, you're talking about your girlfriend. So they know I fucked it up,
ruined,
right?
You ruined the joke. You ruined the joke.
I'll go back in my time machine.
In the other podcast, you say watch you never get the thing you ordered, and you're absolutely right. I never got the pre-order from Best Buy. I had to get a pre-order that was ordered but canceled.
So a post-order.
So no, I just went to the store. A retail pickup. Yeah. So I got the thing, and I'll tell you what I thought about Mortal Kombat later. But what did you think of the joystick?
Awkward at beautiful, first of all.
It's beautiful, man. Beautiful. It's like made of fucking wood.
I would just buy that just alone. I don't even need to buy
that's
it.
That's why
I
was saying this whole
play
time.
With that.
Yes, that's what I was saying this whole
but
time.
But it was really cool. And I wonder how it works with other games, like Street Fighter and stuff.
I haven't tried with other games,
but
I want to try
I
with
just
arcade.
Wonder if, like, if those button configuration is specifically for Mortal
it
Kombat.
It is specific for Mortal Kombat.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, if I got the, you know. I wonder if Street Fighter has it.
Well, I have Street Fighter.
I think
they
try
do.
No, I mean, like, Street Fighter has their own joystick.
They do have their own joystick,
so I wonder if the buttons are laid out differently.
Most likely.
You know what I mean? Because, like...
Cause why would you put the right trigger button in the middle of four buttons? Because that's block. And Street Fighter, block is back on the joystick, so...
So, because I was wondering, because I also have the Naruto game, which is also similar, so I'm like, I wonder if I ever played it with that on the joystick, would that be practical, or if I'm better off using the, you know, analog?
Yeah.
So... Who knows? We'll have to test it out.
Speaking of burning money, my girlfriend's cat needs surgery.
I know, you told me.
And
it's so sad.
It sucks, so I got to pay for that. Poor little cat's peeing blood.
Maybe you should enter the Mortal Kombat competition.
I should. I did order both of those.
There's a tournament. Have you heard of it? It's called Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
You should enter. The prize is, enter. What are you looking for? Money.
$2,000 to pay for a cat. You
Your
can
soul
have,
is mine.
You can have anything, you know. I know, I just want $2,000.
For the cat.
But yeah, we'll talk about Mortal Kombat after. I just want to say the joystick is beautiful, though, eh?
It's beautiful.
It's
a masterpiece.
Like, you want it now, right?
I'll buy that off you.
I told
game,
you.
I'll just buy that.
I told you. Like the,
it has a nice weight to it. As if you actually have the whole fucking
and
arcade
the padding
on your lap.
And the padding is so soft, too.
It's a good thing it doesn't heat up or anything.
Nope.
It's just,
it sucks that it's not wired, wireless, but, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, I think a lot of the joysticks are not wireless, though. Because I don't think the hardcore fans out there want any delay.
Exactly.
Wireless might be a 0.00001 second delay.
And they'll be like, nah,
that's
not my fault.
Bullshit,
yeah.
I could have won if it wasn't for that. But, so I think it's just straight wired directly.
But it's a long cord they gave us, so...
I just wonder what happens if the cord gets damaged or... Is it replaceable? It's not. It's not a typical USB cord.
No, it's the same ones that Motorola phones use. The little mini USBs.
Okay. Are those easily...
Oh, yeah. I have one right here. Except it's like... This is the one that came with my PlayStation.
So it's the same one.
Yeah, this is what came with my PlayStation. This.
That really?
You can't even strangle me with this thing.
That's what you play when you're playing a game and you realize your battery is dying and you have to hook it up quickly and you realize it's 15 feet
away
from you.
That's what came with it, yeah.
And you have to sit up close to the TV?
Yes. My dick is still smaller than that cord, but the cord's still tiny. So.
But our dicks combined, it's still smaller.
It's still smaller than that cord. Yeah, it's really awkward. I don't know why they gave me such a small cord. But I'll talk about Mortal Kombat after. I have been playing... Oh, on Podcast 54, we're also going to be talking about news, top 10 Disney games, and Mortal Kombat review, in case you haven't got that yet. But I have also been playing God of War 3.
So you actually started playing?
Yeah, because I beat Mortal Kombat. You can only play Mortal Kombat so many times online.
So it's a fighting game.
It's
either you become that hardcore person that doesn't leave, or you just become that person who enjoys the game.
Yeah, like I'm after 4 hours of playing last night, I'm like, I'm going to play some God of War. So I played some God of War 3, and so far it's pretty fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Pretty epic. Because technically the word epic is about one man's journey to become on top of the world and take over, and technically that's what God of War is.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm.
What can you hook up that controller to the PlayStation?
Yes, you can, to charge it.
To charge it, but can you actually use that as a controller? Because isn't there a wired PS3 controller?
Possibly.
I don't know.
You mean play that joystick on the... But it has an Xbox logo on it.
Yeah, so?
Huh.
I'd probably function the same thing. They just replaced a little sticker.
The worst thing that could come out of this is that both my PS3 and my expensive joystick cabinet both burn out.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's it. We should give it a shot. I have been playing also, besides God of War 3, which is, I'm still getting into, it leaves off with the other two. Obviously ended, and I don't remember how the other two ended, so I'm like, who am I? What's a Kratos? What's a Kratos? What's a Zeus? Who? What? And of course, my buttons are very, very sensitive. I think it's just my controller that's fucked up.
I have a feeling it has to be. You so, look at it, and it's already, like, halfway down.
So it's like, finally, after a cutscene, I'm able to play God of War, and Kratos is like, magic! 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 No more magic. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Is that card?
What the hell just happened?
It's my... My butt, my finger lightly resting on the arcade.
Same thing
button.
When we played Little Big Planet. My guy just started waving his hand for 15 minutes. And I'm like, I'm not running.
Because when you hold the right trigger or the R2 button on the PS3, that's when you can move their arms and legs.
Yeah,
around.
And I was just like, what?
And your guy would run and then aim left. I've also been playing Paperboy on the iPhone, which is absolutely free.
Free?
Free.
Free.
Free. And it's still as stupid and shitty as I remember. I'm sorry. I know Paperboy is like a classic for everybody, but I never liked it. I never liked Paperboy. On the iPhone, it's a fun game because it's like, I don't know, press the screen to throw shit, but I was never really a big fan of Paperboy. Were you?
I don't know. I don't even remember. Is that the one where you go vertical or is that where you go horizontal?
Just go vertical.
And then there's stupid like fences in the way
and like
stuff. Grim,
and like death and like a cat jumping.
Yeah, it was tough. It was okay. Sorry.
You got the spit in my eye.
I'm angry.
Jesus Christ.
I want that cabinet. I will fight for you. Fight for you? I will fight for you because I love you.
Fight for me?
I will fight for you
so
for that
beautiful.
Cabinet.
I have also been playing Game Development Company again on the iPhone because it was recently 99 cents. I already bought it. And I was like, why did I stop playing that game? And I played it again.
Stock down 40%.
I'm ruined. It gets to the point where it's like SimCity, to the point where you become so successful that there's nothing left.
You can.
Every game I come out is 10.
You can buy people out.
So Game Development Company is 99 cents. I don't know if it still is.
You're right. It's exactly like SimCity when every novel I made was like $60,000. A+, perfect.
And
every
movie
or whatever I did was like perfect. My job as an astronaut, perfect. It's like, eh.
And at that point, you're just like, yeah.
And then I want to see
game.
The funnest way to kill someone.
Wait, what game are you talking about?
Sims. The Sims.
I'm talking about SimCity.
Oh, I'm talking about The Sims. Well, even The Sims, same thing.
Yeah, well, I guess, sure.
I guess. Same creator, right?
Max, Will Wright.
Huh?
Will Wright. Max's. He's from Sim. Anyways, I've also watched the movie African Cats, and it's the review's up on Parenters.com now. I gave it a 7 out of 10 because it wasn't that great of a movie, but it was enjoyable to watch.
African Cats.
I've seen so many documentaries. My girlfriend obviously brought me to watch this movie. She's like, we should go on a date! And I was like, all right.
Oh, was it in theaters you watched it? Oh, I thought the movie went straight to DVD.
It should have. So I was like, what movie do you want to watch? I'm like, Insidious? She's like, African Cats. I'm like, wow, is that like The Lion King? She's like, no.
Actually, Insidious, is that the horror one?
Yeah.
Apparently, you know how I said my girlfriend's sister said it wasn't too good?
Yeah.
It was more funny?
Yeah.
Peter, who also went to watch it, said he enjoyed it, and the reason why is because he says it sticks more to
the traditional
like, you know, cheesy, scary, you know, the sound effects. So my girlfriend's sister is young. Obviously, she didn't grow up through those time of movies, so to her, she's probably like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it, right? So,
same thing with Scream 4. I mean, it's still the same cheesiness.
People are probably like, this is stupid.
No, people like Scream 4 because they're aware of it, right? You don't watch Scream 4 without watching the other three.
So that's probably why... she said it was a shitty movie, but my friend said it was a great movie.
But African Cats, on the other hand, it's a decent movie. I mean, it's cute. Like, this has been a weird month because it's been nothing but Disney for me. Like, Lion King, Disney's Nature, which, so this movie's called African Cats, and it stars, what, lions, right?
And Africans.
Yeah, and Africans.
Actually, is there any people interaction at all?
Not a single person in the movie.
Huh?
Except for
so
Samuel.
They got a lion who's filming the whole thing.
Except probably. They got Samuel L. Jackson narrating the voice, which is not the voice I pictured. Because at one point he's like, I told you this earlier. At one point, he's like, looks like this turtle's going to be having a lot more fun in his back. Oh, Samuel, you're so wacky.
I expect something like that.
And after listening to, like, say what one more time, motherfucker? Does he look like a bitch? What? Does he look like a bitch? Like, I can't. You can't have Samuel
L.
Jackson.
I would have gone probably with snakes on a motherfucking plane.
Well, no, it's too cliche. It's too much of a meme.
Yeah.
Say what, motherfucker? You know.
What?
Say what one more time, motherfucker.
Huh?
So it was a cute movie. I probably wouldn't watch it again, but they are coming out. Like, I guess Disney is trying to make documentaries now. It's called Disney Nature, right? African Cats is
so it's Disney Nature African Cats?
Yes. So
okay.
Disney, instead of Disney's African Cats, it's Disney Nature African Cats.
They're going to have their own TV show channel.
They already have a Disney channel.
that does documentaries or like Disney movies and stuff?
I don't know. Don't fucking ask me.
Well, order it. Subscribe. I'm not prescribed. I'm prescribing your channel.
Yes. So they're going to make a sequel about chimpanzees, and guess what the movie's called?
African chimpanzees?
No. So they're about chimpanzees. The first one was about African cats. This one's about chimpanzees. What's this one called?
I don't know.
Do you want me to draw you a fucking picture? If the first
monkeying around?
If the first movie was about African cats, and they called it African cats, and then they made a movie...
Where chimpanzees are from?
No. Listen. Are you not listening?
No.
If they made a movie of humans and called it humans, they made a movie of African cats and called it African cats, they're going to make a movie about chimpanzees, what are they going to call it?
Something monkeys.
No, you're not.
I don't think I get what the hell
you're saying. No, you're not.
Can you just tell me?
No, here's a cup, okay? You see this cup?
It's full of green, pretty nice green tea.
So, it's only a cup, right?
Where did the movie go?
The movie's called Cups. It's about a cup, right?
Okay.
I'm a human. The movie's based on humans. The movie's called Humans. The movie African Cats films African Cats. It's called African Cats.
Now, cats actually called African Cats?
Yes.
Or are they called
now, the next one is called Chimpanzees. What's the title of the movie?
Chimpanzees.
Yes! Thank you so much! Why was that so hard?
I don't know, because I didn't know African Cats was what they're called.
That's what they're... Are they from Africa? Yes! Are they cats? Yes!
I thought they would have been called tigers. Lions. How?
Tigers!
I'm so sorry.
It also stars a cheetah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very nice.
The cheetah family.
Yes, it's actually very sad. You actually feel for the characters because they're not characters. And there's one guy named Fang, whose like tooth is like hanging out the whole time. It's really disturbing. Anyways, it's an okay movie. Why, bring your kids. Bring your kids. Hide your wife. Do whatever you want. And also, Gareth also did a review on Thor because apparently that movie came out in the UK last week.
What?
Yes.
Isn't the movie coming out like tomorrow?
For us, stupid.
I don't know if it's
Canadians.
Tomorrow. I'm just saying.
No, it comes out this Friday. I'm gonna watch it.
All right. Yay,
I'm gonna watch it with my cousin. So I don't have to do a review because he did one, which is awesome. I get to watch the movie just to enjoy the movie, which I don't like Thor, so we'll see what happens. Also, speaking of us being fat Canadians, Osama bin Laden got shot and killed.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, really?
Fox declared President Obama is dead.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that photo. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, because the O and the S. Wait.
What are you looking at?
The S and the B are so close together, right, on the keyboard. Osama and Obama.
I was like, uh-oh, did I just hit stop and we're not recording for the last 15 minutes?
When
I saw this, like, President Obama dead. I'm like, but it shows him right there, live walking away. Someone stop that man.
I was playing Call of Duty. My girlfriend texted me, and she's like, I was playing Call of Duty with my brother, and she's like, oh, Osama bin Laden's dead. Like, bitch, no, she's not. I Wikipedia'd it, because of course everything on Wikipedia is true, right?
Yeah.
So I Wikipedia'd it and said Osama bin Laden's dead. I'm like, really? So I went on Xbox to talk to my brother. I'm like, hey Eddie, you know Osama bin Laden's dead? And all of a sudden you hear like everyone's microphone plug in on Xbox. And they're like, bro, really? I'm like, yeah, he's dead. Look it up. I hear like, and then all of them, out of nowhere, USA, USA. Yeah. I'm not even joking, dude.
Yeah,
this
I
actually
know. It was
happened.
All over on TV and New York City
like,
was all like, USA.
Yeah, it's like USA just kind of everyone at the same time. We're Americans. Everyone on Xbox Live was USA. I was like, wow, this is really weird.
Wow, they're all distracted. Kill.
And then, I was like, well, I'm from Canada, so this doesn't really affect me. It doesn't.
It doesn't really.
Yeah, my mom was all terrified. She like called me. She's like, Kevin, they had killed Osama. That means they're going to attack us. I'm like, Mom, we're Canadian. No one gives a fuck about us.
It was weird, though, because I turned on CB24, and it was like, fish found on land. Okay. Oil prices have dropped, probably due to Osama's death. Wait, did I say something correct? Osama?
Yeah.
Where did that message go away? Fish on land. What? I don't get it. Whatever, go to work. Big sign. Rot in hell, bastard.
I know, fucking Toronto Sun.
I'm like, that looks like that guy they've been looking for since 9/11.
Toronto Sun is a very classy newspaper. Rot in hell? Wow, dude. Stay classy. That's professional.
And then and Metro was like, Osama bin Laden's dead.
Simple as that. Rot in hell. Fucking, not that I'm like...
I wonder if that might offend some people here.
Probably. Like, on September 11th, it said bastards on the front page. That's all it said, just bastards. I was like, me or you? but yeah,
you for not buying it.
He's dead. Good for you, American, I guess. I don't know.
I guess it's a success, but
it's been
so long, like so late that it's like, oh. It's like you go to order a pizza and then 4 years later, or whatever, like 10 years later, they're like, here's your pizza. You're like, oh, I ordered it. Thanks. I'm glad. I'm happy.
But,
I don't know. I just don't know.
I know.
How
I know
do you feel? Maybe because I'm not American.
That's
right?
The thing, though. Like, to us, it's like, because to them online, they're like, USA! Motherfucker, we got him! We got him! We're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
That's good. No,
so
good.
Should we declare this a national holiday?
Oh, my God. Good for you, man.
I'm glad. Are you guys actually happy? Are people actually happy? Are they can rest in peace?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I like, I'm sure, like, the victims and families and stuff. Well, that's the thing. It doesn't really have, like, I don't want to say it doesn't affect us. It affected everybody. But, I mean, we're not that, I don't want to say it without offending anyone. We're not the targets, I guess. Like, we're not the ones who are at.
The one who suffered? I don't know. Like,
I
it's just a weird one. I'm glad he's dead, but I don't know. How do they find him now and not years ago?
Well, that's like that's a whole different theory. But, I mean,
did they even get the right guy?
But, okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because where I work with a lot of bald people, right?
Yeah.
And if already, they're already having the tinfoil hats on. Conspiracy!
Okay.
Because I was talking to one of the girls I work with, and I was like, oh, they killed Osama. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, cool. And then the old lady's like, oh, you think he's dead? I'm like, yeah. You think he's dead? Yeah. Uh-huh. And you also think Saddam Hussein's dead?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Well, that's how I was like, yeah.
Either that or his twin brother, whatever.
I was like, yeah, no, he's pretty much dead. And she's like, uh-huh, how do you know? I'm like, I actually watched the video.
Here, I have it on my iPhone.
It's on YouTube. I mean, just type it in, you can find it. How do you know that was really him? And I'm like, how do you know that really wasn't him? She's like, I know. I'm like, oh, that's a good argument. After she left, I was like, yeah, I wonder if Biggie and Tupac are still alive, too. And Elvis isn't dead. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Elvis is still alive.
Well, Tupac might be alive.
Yes, he keeps releasing albums. That's what I mean. Like, it's all conspiracy. Like, World Trade Center, the whole thing, there's conspiracy theories behind that. There's, oh, no one's ever happy.
But here's the funny thing with, the 9/11 stuff like that. There's some interesting facts, not necessarily
That's
facts.
That's a good way to start that sentence. Here's a funny thing about September 11th.
Yeah, people just tuning in.
Hey,
sorry, we just lost you.
Hey, people took off into CN Tower as soon as those buildings hit.
That's true.
Everyone's like, get the fuck. I was at school and I was like, I'm going to keep watching this on TV.
I was sleeping when that happened. Mm. But it's like some people provide facts saying, like, you know, here's a conspiracy. People like, usually conspiracies are like, because aliens. Like, okay, you got no case. But then there's some cases or some facts people provide. It's like, you know, that might be plausible.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's true.
But you're the leader of what ifs.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's me, and I open-minded to all this, but then there's also other people that says...
Is that why you're talking with your dick out this whole time?
Yeah.
All right.
What if my dick wasn't out?
What if... Do I touch it, or how's this work?
I don't know.
No.
Should we do two segments? What if you touched it, and what if you didn't?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So are you going to touch it?
No. Next time.
So, you know, it's like, it's obviously conspiracy happened. What I honestly don't believe it, though, but what I think could have been is maybe they found Osama like 10 years ago and they've just been torturing that mofo till now until they're like, you killed him! You killed him! All right, just release that he's dead.
No, I saw the photo of him being dead.
Well, obviously he's probably dead, but I wonder if maybe the Americans had him held and captured and tortured for many years. Where?
Guess where I saw this photo of him being
Gorilla
dead.
Gorilla mask.
Nope. GameTrailers.com.
What does that do with video games?
Nothing. It's just like what the segment has to do with video games. I was on, no, someone in the comments left had a picture of Osama with his eyes shot out and says, we got him.
Wow, he got shot in the head?
He got shot in the eyes, dude. Both his eyes were shot out. And I was like, wow, that is
neat. I bet he didn't see that coming.
No, you can make fun of him. He's a dick. Yeah, speaking of video games and how this has nothing to do with video games.
9/11, the video game coming out next
week. Wow. Wow, politics bored me. Oh, but speaking of politics, we had a Canadian election last night, which no one gives a fuck about.
I don't give a fuck.
And the royal wedding was last week, which no one gives a fuck
about. The whole world gave a fuck about
it. They did, but the Canadian election happened yesterday, and NDP lost, so it's conservative all the way.
But didn't the NDP win the opposing... This is the first in history.
That they got this many
that
chairs,
that they got
yes.
the opposing
yes, yes.
majority, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry, Mojo was saying that I'm like... What does that
Here's
mean?
Me in politics. Ready? I know more about American politics
don't,
than I know about Canadian
that,
politics.
Don't say that to your brother. He will.
I know. Lie. I said that to my girlfriend. She almost...
Mojo was like, yo, NDP won the opposing forces and that blah, blah. It's the first ever since Canadian politics. I'm like...
Nah, I made it to level 3 in Super Mario Brothers.
I'm like, what does that mean? Is Canada going to go to hell? No? It's okay? I don't know who I would have voted for, but... I guess Stephen Harper's doing okay.
He's doing terrible. But anyways.
But Canada's not that bad, right?
No, it's not, but it could be better.
Could it?
Yes.
But could the opposing candidates made it better?
We can talk about this off the air.
So I'm just like, eh. So to me, it's just like, I don't really care for the votes.
Did you vote?
I can't vote.
You can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Off the air, we'll talk about this. Sounds good. So back to video games. Hi, we like video games. Here are the new releases for the week of May 1st, 2011. Wow, it's already May. Holy fuck, it's May 3rd. This is what happens when I'm out of school. I have no schedule. MotorStorm Apocalypse coming out for the PS3, getting an 8.5, which sucks if you want to play this online. You can't. Thor God of Thunder, PS3, Nintendo Wii, Nintendo DS, and Xbox 360. From what I've seen on Thor, the graphics look terrible.
The video game or the movie?
The video game. It looks like a terrible, terrible, terrible game. Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation comes out to God knows what. Mountain Blade with Fire and Sword out for the PC. And we'll talk about that one after. Section 8 Prejudice coming out for Under Siege, Assassin's Creed Ultimate Collection for the PC. Bangai OHD Missile Fury for the Xbox Arcade. Brothers in Arms Complete Collection for the PC. Episode 3 of Back to the Future is out. Citizen Brown.
I have one sitting on my desktop. I just never installed it yet.
Oh, the first one was free, yeah. Right? The first episode. And Tom Clancy's... there's absolutely nothing out this week.
Except Black Ops is DLC. I'm pretty sure people like that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just sometimes I just wish. I just wish, you know what I mean? Nothing next week either. It's going to be a crappy couple of weeks. I guess that's it for new releases. We'll talk about news next.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a nice long podcast. An awkward one because we're talking about Disney and also Mortal Kombat. So.
And 9/11 and Osama. And...
Wow. Yeah.
Well, hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a mixed review.
Yeah, it's just...
First half hour was nothing to do with video games.
I know. Well...
Stay tuned. Video games are next.
Video games. Nothing but video games. No more politics. Go USA.
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 CDN. CDN. That's our Canadian dollar.
That's currency, though. We're not saying dollar bills.
Dollar bills. Dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all. Okay, commercial. And we're back. You remember that promo? We're gonna make new promos, or
like 9-6 times in a row.
Or here's what you can do.
What can I do?
Not you.
Oh, send us your promo.
The listeners, yes. If you have a website or anything that you want to promote, or even just I don't know, say hi, you are more than welcome to record a promo. No longer than 30 seconds, please, because I don't want to be like a minute of just like hi. But, you know, I accept everything. I accept everything.
Send us a promo and we'll advertise whatever you were advertising.
Yes,
does
yes.
That make sense?
Yes. Also, I also have a Mortal Kombat Scorpion avatar clothing to give away to a female who has a
Silly
female
you.
Character.
No scorpions are ladies. No lady scorpions.
Eh.
Eh.
Eh. You know I'm a Scorpio?
Are you?
My horoscope is Scorpio.
I'm a Sub-Zero.
Oh, nice, nice. So, yes, I have a code to give away, two codes, in fact. So, the first one to email kevin@parenters.com. You could be a male. I mean, the code won't work, but if you're a female, preferably, just email me, tell me you want the code as a subject, and I shall send you the code.
Just giving a heads up, if every Tuesday you go online and somehow you meet Leftover 3, and if you see it switch from Scorpion to Sub-Zero, it might be us just alternating characters.
Yes.
And be gentle. Let us win a few.
Yes, please, please. All right, so now we are in news. They're going to get tired of that. It's actually a lot of news this week. Microsoft capitalizing while PS Network is down. Free 1,600 live points with new game.
What?
That's a lot. That's
a lot of points.
Yes. Microsoft has just unleashed an incredible deal starting today and ending on May 15th. When you purchase any game $29.99 and up, you instantly get a 1,600 Xbox Live point card via the Microsoft Store. So it's only if you order the games on demand on Xbox 360.
So downloader, right?
Yeah.
Which isn't so bad.
That's still pretty good.
But does it... Oh, wait. It has to be any game $29 or up?
Yes.
But you know what? I might do that.
But that's not all. Apparently, some of the $9.99 games are also eligible for this incredible deal.
What?
So if I see Stranger's Wrath on Xbox Live, because I've always wanted to play Stranger's Wrath, that's the Old World series, I will buy it for $10. And if I do get more points, that'd be pretty cool.
Now I'm just wondering, how do you know what qualifies?
That is a very good... You could check out
like
the...
Like, when you go on a Microsoft Store, like, online, would it say, you know... What do you mean, like, eligible? Like, meaning you'll get it, or you're entering a chance to win?
Well, here's the thing with me. I don't know, because I don't know if this is only America.
Fucking Americans.
You know what I mean?
USA!
Because I'm sure this would say something on our dashboard, and we don't have anything like this, right? But I'm saying most of our listeners are American, so to us.
Well, that's advertising for them, but I want 1,600 points.
I know. This comes at a perfect time, especially with the recent Xbox 360 deals with Amazon has made available where you buy any Xbox 360 and receive a $50 bonus credit and an additional 1,600 Xbox Live points card.
From Amazon?
From Amazon. So even if we, Canadians, decide to buy off Amazon, we will get that as well.
Maybe I should just do that.
get Mortal Kombat off Amazon.
You get $50 and $600 Xbox Live credits.
Yeah.
Then maybe I can finally buy those dollar games that I've been stingy about buying.
Yeah, it's like Vampire Smile.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you got to get that game.
You just got 600 points. I know you just did. Man, 600 points.
So that's good news for all of you. Bad news, on the other hand, is my computer's frozen. So give me one second. There we go. Batman Arkham City. You know the new game that we've been waiting for. It's going to come out very, very soon. And we're all excited
about
it. Yes,
I have it written on my calendar waiting.
I hope you got the original date tattooed on your
right
stomach.
Right on my left butt cheek.
October 3rd, 2011 is your tattoo, right?
No, it is now. Hold on.
Wait, what was it before?
I don't know.
Because the game is now released October 18th.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to, you gotta tattoo yourself again October 11th,
18th. I ran out of ink.
All right, it's okay. So, Pac-Man Arkham City is delayed for, it's only a week.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like Batman. I really like Arkham Asylum.
Who's that hot chick?
Harley Quinn.
Damn, she hot.
Yes, damn, she is hot. Yeah, so Arkham City delayed. It's only a week. Not that biggie. It's going to be in October, and I will probably pick this up when it comes out. I won't pre-order it, ever.
I might. What if it comes with a Batarang?
Yeah, you're right. I probably will
Like, even if it's a keychain Batarang, I will buy it.
What the fuck's happening to my ink cartridges? They're all, like, turning into venom.
I don't know. Hopefully nothing boring. Remember when I picked it up and I had rainbow hands?
Yeah, Rainbow Rooster last week.
Yeah, and I put him up there. Should I leave him up there?
Yeah, for now. We'll figure it after. PlayStation Network security updates. Don't remember.
There's an update.
Yes. Which is weird. Like, I don't want to play God of War 3 because I thought my trophies were synced with my online name.
Is it?
I thought it was, but apparently it's still working. I got, like, trophies while playing God of War 3.
Okay.
But for some reason, my save still says 2006.
I just, yesterday actually, when I was yesterday, 2 days ago, when I was playing Bayonetta, I realized my Xbox was 2005, like October 8 in the morning, and I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that really makes a difference or not, so I'm like, maybe I should fix that.
Anyway, so it says here, PlayStation Network security update, on Tuesday, April 26th, we shared that some information that was compromised in connection with an illegal and unauthorized intrusion into our network. Once again, we'd like to apologize to many users who are inconvenienced and worried about the situation. This even came out on CB24 in the little section at the bottom.
Oh, wow. Oh, actually, there was even online. It was on Philblog that I was reading how the PlayStation Network screwed up, saying how 70 billion people were, affected.
There's 70 billion people in the world?
Yeah, I know. I think they meant to say 70 million.
Yeah.
But they were like 70 billion, to be exact, were affected.
Isn't there like only 20 billion people in the world?
No, there's like 6.89 billion. Yeah. Still a lot of people.
So small.
It's not so bad. I know. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, but it's like, wow, 70 billion to be exact? Jeez, I wonder what their guess would have been.
Exactly. 100 jillion! It says here, we want to state this again given an increase in speculation about credit card information being used fraudulently. I don't know if my credit card was compromised because my credit card, like I said last week, was my old credit card on it.
So it's all good.
So to me, I haven't updated my credit card. I haven't used, what the fuck do I use PlayStation Store for? I don't have anything to buy. I haven't bought anything in a while.
For now.
Last thing I bought was Silent Hill, I think, or Final Fantasy VIII, one or the other. One report indicated that a group tried to sell millions of credit card numbers back to Sony. To my knowledge, there is no truth to this report of a list, or that Sony was offered an opportunity to purchase the list. So we continue to work with law enforcement and forensic experts, to identify the criminals behind the attack. I no longer think this is anonymous.
Why not?
Because anonymous are gamers. They wouldn't affect themselves. You know what I mean?
They would just, I think, make their point for a day and then say, fuck.
Like, they'd leave chocolate rain on the answering machine kind of thing. You know what I mean? They'd fuck up with the system, but they wouldn't fuck up to the point where it screws up the people playing it. They're pissed off at Sony because of the way they're treating the people who play it, right?
And by doing that, they're just making people...
I'm not saying what they're doing is right, but I don't think this is no longer anonymous, or never was anonymous.
Unless you think they fucked up. It's so bad that it's, like, screwed over.
Who, anonymous?
Like, no, like, maybe they... Hey, let's just input this little code here, Chocolate Rain, our answer machine. Meanwhile, Chocolate Rain was the override key for the whole Sony.
I don't think it was anonymous. It was actually... I think anonymous opened the gate or the door to, like, other people to be like, oh my god, it's so easy to hack the PlayStation, because there's more than one hacker, right? They're really good at this stuff. This is hackers hackers are fucking geniuses.
Pretty much.
And I hate them all. But Anonymous basically said, oh, we can't, the PS3 that always said is unhackable is now hackable. And then other hackers said, all right, well, we have the key given to us by Geohot, so we know how to get in there. All right, let's fuck some shit up, right? And that's basically what happened. Because people are bastards. But do you think Sony's going to be able to recover from this?
I don't see why not.
Really?
Fanboys are still going to be fanboys no matter what.
See, I don't know, because, like, it's a really big fuck-up. Like, it's actually a huge thing.
Yeah, you're not, but it's only... not a fuck-up on their end. It's
no,
someone...
it is. Because you always claim that you were unhackable and the best and...
Yeah, but so did the Titanic. Not even God could sink
yeah,
the ship.
Yeah, and look what happened to that shit. You think anyone's ever going to ride another boat called the Titanic?
I think I would, just for, you know,
me too,
sake.
Just to say you have, yeah, I know.
But I, you can't say that they're to blame, right? It's not because they said that. It's the fact that the fucking iceberg was there and the guy was wanking on when he should have been doing his job. But I think, like, so it's not Sony's fault that this happened. Like, they thought they had a really good security system, but it didn't, and now they're screwed. But they're trying to fix
it. But I mean, this whole thing is, like, it's not only, like, this the network's down that's bad, it's that people are taking credit card information. Like, isn't your money, real money.
No, but then they said that's not true, it's not, it's a rumor.
No, it is true.
That actual credit cards are being taken?
Yes. Oh. Like credit card number, because everything's on PlayStation Network. Just like Xbox Live, our credit card information's on there. You know mine, that's 123-788-3, pin number 214? That one's on there. If anyone takes those numbers, I'm fucked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, going on with the PlayStation thing here, Sony made announcements saying that they are going to be... Where is it? Now, this is a rumor, or not a rumor, but... Hold on. Notes handed out before a Sony press conference today, and whatever, revealed that Sony plans to offer free downloads of unidentified content, 30 days of free PlayStation Plus access to new and existing members. Mm. And 30 days of free whatever the fuck Christ City is service. The paper also says that PS Network service will be restored, quoted, soon. Because last Tuesday we said it would be up on Wednesday. And it's still down. So
they never said which Wednesday.
So yeah, that, remember how people were bitching about, people were like saying, we want a free game and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
I heard as well that PlayStation Sony will be giving out free games and 30 days of free PlayStation Plus, which is kind of cool.
That's not bad. It's free.
But then again, Xbox also gives this on Easter. They give you like 2 days of free shit, right?
Did they?
Yeah, they gave gold members free on the weekend.
What?
Gold? They gave gold member?
Yeah.
Free to people who didn't have gold members.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
I'm like, what? So that means people who don't have a gold member could play for 2 days.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, but...
They usually do that with sometimes huge release games. Like Call of Duty, I don't know about Modern Warfare 2, I think Part 1. The release, they said, for that weekend, for 2 days only,
that's right.
A gold membership to play Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sweet.
But PlayStation Plus, I'm not really sure what it even offers. Like, I know it offers, like...
Viagra.
Like, free games and shit, but... Yeah, I don't know, that's pretty cool. I wonder what happens with a free game if I decide not to join PlayStation Plus. Do I keep that game, or do you guys take it back again?
I don't know.
And what game is it? I don't care. A free game is a free game.
It's free games.
So I guess to all your PlayStation fanboys, calm down. Everything will be okay. Every little thing... gonna be alright. Alright. Bethesda, speaking of companies who made an awesome game and fucked up, which has nothing, that's a terrible segue, they have said that having repaired last week's Fallout New Vegas patch mess, where a patch caused players to have problem with their save files to the point where the game was unplayable, but Bethesda and Obsidian Entertainment are moving forward with their plans to release monthly downloads content for Fallout New Vegas. Three of them, to be exact.
Wow, that's big.
Available on May 17th is one called Honest Hearts. Another one's called Old World Blues. And another one is called Lonesome Roads. That's
they currently still have Dead Money, right?
That's the Dead one. Money. I don't want anyone to get... Like, I still haven't passed Fallout New Vegas because of all the glitches.
Yeah.
I just can't. It's unplayable. Like, it's... I've encountered... And I've done too many things over again to the point where I'm just like...
Fuck it.
I gotta give you a break and go back. I feel like I played you like for 50 hours and I have, but I've only made it 20 hours for far, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm putting fair, because you keep fucking up on me. I keep having to restart. I can't leave
a room.
That's
lost time you can't get back.
I can't leave a room. There's a scorpion attacking me with only a tail floating. I can't play that game. I love it. I love Fallout 3 way, way, way more than New Vegas. It's, It has potential, like me growing up. I've always had potential. I was just never good enough, right?
Yeah.
That's what...
Too much glitches.
Yes, that's what New Vegas basically is. But it's, you know...
They're trying to patch it all up.
Yeah. That's why I hate that they have to... Why don't you fucking send out a game that's not requiring
pressure. And sometimes it's stupid. Sometimes it's just not noticeable. Like, sometimes you don't think about, hey, if you jump on this rock while you're ducking and shooting in the air, you'll fall through it and you're invincible.
But isn't that what the point of testers are? Like,
yeah, but no one would really think of that. Until someone up there is like, hey, what happens if I stand on this rock, duck, and shoot in the sky? Oh, I fell through. I'm in this rock now. Now I can kill people.
It's except like, most places, you're talking about fuel, right? Call of Duty?
No, I just decided to connect to that because I'm like, hey, that someone actually did something similar.
But that hasn't been patched yet either.
Yeah, I know. Stuff like that is when it's a big problem like that, I'm surprised there's not a patch right away.
That's because people are stupid. Rumor. Are you ready for this rumor?
I'm ready.
We select budget games. We price drop. That's a very, very awkward title, though, Destructor.
Yeah.
Prices slash. It looks like Nintendo plans to move consoles and games this year, leading into next year when they launch a new console codenamed Project Cafe. Why is everything called Project something?
Because they don't know the name.
Yeah, no, but...
Like, but you have to give it a name.
The GameCube was originally called a Dolphin, and the Wii was originally called a Revolution. It wasn't called fucking Project Dolphin. Project Natal was the only one I could think of that was called that.
Well, maybe it's a new generation thing. Project.
No, projects. Was it made in the projects? Via the
maybe
projects?
Maybe that's where it started.
Is that what the project is? A project?
Project.
Living in the projects?
Yes.
Cool. The price and timing matches reports from earlier in the year. What's new is that this drop will coincide with a new budget Wii game line called Wii Select. Oh, the game is called Wii Select. That's confusing.
Or, yeah. No, what? It's kind of like a category Wii Select. Games like, in this category for the Wii Select are...
Is it like the greatest hits of the Wii?
I think so.
Okay.
This is the what Wii... No, have, this is what Wii Select.
I get it.
So we select these games to be cheap.
Seriously, W-E? We would have understood it since we just left it with the letter E. We'll kick off with 1999 versions of The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which is also available on the GameCube, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and Super Mario Sluggers. And to be honest, all those games should be $20 right now. Wii Sports
At this point, yes.
Wii Sports will also join the lineup. To be sold separately. Do not buy Wii Sports if it didn't come with your console.
Yeah.
The same sources say that Mario Kart Wii will now be bundled with a Wii console. Really? Why not Super Mario Galaxy 2? Yeah. Someone's blowing all the fun for Nintendo before E3. That sucks.
So a new system's coming out.
Yeah, new system is coming out. Well, it hasn't been out yet.
Oh, come on. It's inevitable.
No, we said until it's released.
All right. Jeez.
Because what if next year comes and like, remember that plan we made about Project Cafe?
We're going to delay it 6 years.
Yes. So, okay. And then I'll be like, in your face, motherfucker, I told you in 5 years there'd be nothing. This week's Xbox Live Deal of the Week is actually kind of interesting.
What is it?
Castlevania, Harmony of Despair, and Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
It's not bad. At least it's getting away from its usual
Sonic, Sega. The PlayStation Classic Castlevania Symphony of the Night is now 50% off for 400 points, which I actually picked that up because I actually do like that version, that Castlevania game.
Castlevania's okay.
And the other one, Harmony of the Spirit, is the multiplayer Castlevania one, 800 points. I don't know about that one. I'm not a big fan of that one. Actually, sorry, it's 600 points now. So, yeah, it comes also with extra stages, too, for Harmony of the Spirit. So, not too bad.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah,
okay.
I might actually pick up Castle, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Maybe go for that deal of the day.
It's a lot of deals. But then again, the iPhone has that, so they can.
You know, deal of the day, and then at the end of the week, they'll have one last opportunity for you to get those deals.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's like you wait a whole entire week, and then it's like Pokemon 1. It's like, I guess I'll get it.
Yeah. You know what sucks?
What?
We're 43 minutes in, and we're just about to do our top 10. Up next.
We just finished news.
I know.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Damn you, Osama.
Hello there. Lonely? Nothing to do? No one to talk to about video games? Well, pick up the mouse and finger in Paramax.com. We offer such great things such as reviews, interviews, top 10s, and what happened? What did happen? Go to Paramax.com to find out more. We're sex for your ears. Tell your friends, the more the merrier.
Oh yes, baby. I still love that promo.
Forgot about it.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
All right, so now we are back, and we are going to be talking about the top 10 Disney games, which means the top 10 introduction will be here right now.
It's the Pyramid's top 10.
And we're back with the top 10 Disney games. You've seen the top 10, right?
Yes, I have.
And what'd you think of it?
I would agree with most of them.
With the most of them.
With the most of them.
All right, so basically what I was saying is after I watched the Lion King musical, I got inspired to play Disney games again, right? And I was thinking to myself, man, what are some of the good Disney games out there? And then I'm like, hey, there's an idea, top 10 Disney games, because it's really hard to come up with a top 10 every month. So top 10 Disney games, and that's how it came. What I said here was basically most games off anything sucks. Like the Simpsons games usually suck, right? All of them, except for one.
One, two. What?
Simpsons games.
Simpsons 1?
No, I'm saying most Simpsons games.
I like Simpsons Time Machine 1. What's that one called?
I don't know.
The one where you go back in time.
Is this new?
No, it's really old.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's more like Super Nintendo.
Oh, Virtual Bart.
That's the
one. Virtual Bart, yes. When he's on that machine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Virtual Bart.
Is that a time machine?
No, it's Virtual Reality.
That one, and I also like the one where you... in Itchy and Scratchy's house.
Bart's Nightmare.
Those two.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Those are good, but I mean, they're not like actual, they're like a compilation of mini games, really.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, I mean, but other Simpsons games sucked ass. Simpsons Wrestling, Simpsons Skateboarding sucked balls. Simpsons Hit and Run was actually not too bad. And the Simpsons game, the newest one, was actually pretty good. I really enjoyed it. The one that was all cell shit and stuff.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to...
But they're not Disney.
But no, that's what I'm saying is like most stuff based off movies or TVs are usually shit, right?
Okay.
And if a game is based off a movie, it's usually going to be a shitty game. Look at Spider-Man 3. But Disney has been really good with their franchise, where most of their games that come out have been really good. And let's start off with number 10.
Number 10.
Bonkers the Bobcat. Do you remember Bonkers?
Of course I do.
Bonkers was what I say was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but not really.
What is he?
He's a bobcat. Hence, Bonkers the Bobcat.
What's up with his ears?
I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, it was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where it's cartoons.
The TV show.
But yeah, but it was cartoons with human people, but it was a cartoon in itself. Where Roger Rabbit's cartoons with human people, but live action. It's the same premise, but a different format. Yes. The cartoon was actually pretty good. I did like Sir Fozzalot, whatever his name. Do you remember that game? Fozzalot?
Does he fall a lot?
He does fall a lot.
All right.
But the game itself wasn't too bad. I remember there was a compilation, like Virtual Bart, where you had like 4 or 5 mini games, and one of them was the Building the Wall one, which is this one right here that you see. The other one was a car driving game where you drive as a tow truck. And another one was a shooting gallery where they have references to Disney characters, like Mickey Mouse's ears were getting stolen and the Mad Hatter's hat was getting taken away. It was really interesting. It wasn't that great, though. I had it for the Sega Genesis, and Brown Bear actually owned this for the Super Nintendo, and they're pretty much the same version, so...
I like Bubsy.
Bubsy? He's
the cat.
Bobcat. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I like him better.
But I don't know. Bonkers was an alright game. I mean,
I don't know. You come up with 10 Disney games.
You know what I mean? But it was, like, when I did have this game, I did play it a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, my, like, greatest game of all time. Like, when I played it, it was like, ha, this is fun for about 10 minutes. But, yeah. It's Bonkers. Who the fuck knows what Bonkers is? That's where we go to number 9. Castle of Illusion, starting Mickey Mouse. Well, in this game, what I have to do here is find Minnie. And unfortunately, I have all these guys going after me. And what I gotta do after that is throw apples at everybody. It's a pretty fun game, and if I were you, I'd try it out on Sega Genesis. This game came out so long ago, huh?
Zero replacements.
I think we should probably talk after the show.
No, I want to know now.
No, we should talk. We should definitely talk after the show. It's not
Kevin, get back over here.
It's not
here.
Mine.
No, Kevin, get over here.
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
Oh, you're pissing me off. I sound like Paul Bearer from WWF. Oh, Undertaker. So yes, Mickey Mouse is basically Ghost of Goblins, except instead of Ghost of Goblins, you're Mickey Mouse.
You're Mouse and Hoblins.
Hoblins. Mickey and Minnie are both spinning and having a good, fun time together, and then it happens. She gets taken away. She's all like, Mickey! And he's all like, Minnie! And they all sound more the same. It's hard to do their voices. It's a fun game, but what does stand out from this game is the music. Let's see if I could open it here. 10 minutes, like my computer can handle that right now. I was not even my computer with my internet. It's a fun game. It's one of the first, I don't want to say Sega Genesis games, but one of the first Mickey Mouse games I've ever played. Have you played this one?
I don't know. I didn't really own a Sega.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't really, or you didn't?
I didn't really. I didn't know if it was a Sega or not.
Like I said, listen to the music.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
It's
So there's both spinning around, having fun together, right?
I can see her underwear.
Yeah, I know. Minnie's 12, by the way.
It's all right.
So they're both having fun, speaking in Japanese, and then...
one day.
Just like Ghosts and Goblins. Oh, that's right.
Someone shat on them.
I love that Sega Genesis fake sound effects. Listen to that shit, eh? Yep, and then Mickey runs forever like Sonic. Did you know Mickey Mouse was the original Sonic?
No.
He wasn't.
All right.
He
moves like the new one.
Yes, he does.
Number 8.
Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Let's get either serious or dangerous.
I thought I said digital. Let's get digital.
Okay, we are all off on this.
Paint the walls red, Rick.
Yes, exactly. Nice Splatterhouse reference.
Thank you.
Darkwing Duck was an awesome cartoon. But did you also know that Darkwing Duck was an awesome game? Made by, spelled backwards, says Mock Pack. That's right. That's
Mock Pack.
Right. Capcom made Darkwing Duck for the Nintendo. And by make, I mean they took something that was working, like, oh, I don't know, Mega Man, and just put Darkwing Duck on it.
I still don't see the reference.
Have you seen
the
video?
Not even close. Oh, yeah, totally.
And you don't see Mega Man?
Not at all.
You don't see Mega Man?
Not at all.
Neither do I, because the video's not starting. But until the video starts, we'll talk about Darkwing Duck. Did you like Darkwing Duck as a character?
I loved it. I hated Mega Man, though.
Really? I thought you liked Mega Man.
Oh, sorry. I loved it. I hate Darkwing Duck. There's no reference whatsoever.
Okay, hold on. Let me show you the gameplay.
I know.
Okay, right here's.
I still don't see Mega Man. Hey, that turtle looks like the guy from Mega Man.
But I'm talking about
the whole style and everything is pretty much it.
It's Mega Man.
The way he jumps it's pretty much Mega Man.
Yeah, it is. Even the way he shoots, the way he has this little thing on the side here, which is nothing like Mega Man. But it's Mega Man.
It's Darkwing Duck.
Yes, but it's Mega Man format. He even has like the little slides and everything that Mega Man does.
The wall jumps?
Yes, the wall jumps and all that jazz. It's like the little capsules. It's Mega Man, except it's Darkwing Duck. I played this game once my whole life, and I don't remember much about it, but I just remember it was a good game.
Well, if it's like Mega Man, how can you go wrong?
But I know I'm going to blow some people's minds here, but as a kid, I didn't really like Mega Man.
Well, my mind's just blown.
I know, dude. I know. Mega Man was always too fucking hard for me as a kid.
Definitely hard.
Even now, it's hard.
The only one I think I successfully completed was Mega Man X, or 10.
Oh, from Super NES? Yeah.
That's the only one I think I've successfully beaten.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the ones with the PlayStation.
I have never beaten a Mega Man game, ever. Ever.
Hard.
I can probably say it, man.
They are hard.
Yes. I was, like, an Xbox Live Arcade or PS Network, and I'm like, ooh, Mega Man 9 and 10. I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. It's too hard. I know it's gonna be hard. I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna play it, die, and be, like, my childhood over again.
For the PlayStation, it had saving features, which is fine, but Super Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. There's no saving features?
I don't think so.
Really?
That's why it was so hard.
Maybe there was, and you just didn't know. Maybe that's why it was too so
maybe,
hard.
Maybe when it said continue, I should not click exit.
But yes, Darkwing Duck is a pretty good game. If you like Mega Man, you'll like Darkwing Duck.
Number 7.
Toy Story. This is a game we both played, right?
Yes. I played for the Super Nintendo. You probably played for the Genesis.
I played for the Genesis, and they're pretty much the same game.
It's a little bit different here and there. I think there was this one level... That the Sega had that the Super Nintendo didn't.
Shh, keep talking. I know I just shushed you, but keep talking.
I'm still doing this.
Splurge.
I think there is a level in the Sega Genesis Toy Story that's not in the Super Nintendo.
Which one's that? Is it the car driving one?
No, I think they both had that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of levels. Is it the one where you're trying to attack Sid's toys?
I don't remember.
Is it the one where Buzz is a giant nightmare? And there's shit floating all around him.
Probably. I don't know. It's hard to say. This game's like 20 years old.
Yeah, I know. This game, Toy Story, was made by Traveler's Tales, which you might know from Sonic 3D Blast. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a good game.
But this is a very... Well, not to say Sonic 3D Blast wasn't a terrible game. It just wasn't a Sonic game.
But it was 3D.
It was not.
It said so, right on.
But Toy Story was 3D-ish. It looked good. I remember playing this game as a kid and really, really enjoying it. Even now, I have it on the Genesis. Even now, whenever I feel like playing a Genesis game, I'm a liar. I haven't played my Genesis in years, but...
You liar!
I did pop it in the other time, and I did play Toy Story for, like, at least the first, like, 5 levels. And it's still fun. The music's fantastic. The graphics are really, really good for its
yeehaw,
time.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeehaw!
And I also made that one of the highlights of this game is the Doom-inspired levels where you have to bring the aliens back to the crane. Do you remember that?
That was a tough one because it's very...
Oh, shit.
Look at the graphics. It's so beautiful.
It's not bad. Like, it's clearly not 3D, but it's not sprites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the 257 mark, I said here, you can actually watch the Doom-inspired levels where you have to bring the back to their crane. And you and I are huge Toy Story fans anyways. Yeah, so this Doom-inspired level.
See, that's the thing. There's a timer on and you have to find all three aliens.
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
That's what that number means.
It was a hard game, too.
Because everything looks alike, no matter where you go.
Where did you come from? yeah, so the Toy Story game wasn't too bad. I know, I do remember it being pretty hard, just because some of the levels were really hard, like when you got a race Buzz Lightyear in the bedroom, and he's like, watch out, and he's like jumping all over the place.
And he flies across, and you're freaking using your string from your spine.
And you have to like swing off hooks and shit, and all he's doing is just bouncing around as sharks trying to kill you. It was a hard game. But I did beat it. I did manage to beat it. I did enjoy it as well. It was a fun game.
Yeah, it was cool.
They even had the music from the game, the movie. They even had clips from the movie. They followed the storyline. It wasn't just a side-scrolling game. There was varied. They had
Randy Newman in there.
You got a friend in me. But also, like, the gameplay was always varied. Instead of always 2D sprite-scrolling
There was games, racing.
There was racing. There was flying. There was the Doom-inspired levels. Like, they changed it up a bit. Remember the one where you're the cup and the burger?
Yeah.
And whenever you see legs walk by, you gotta stop, which is really cool, because that made you feel like the toys in Toy Story. You didn't want to be caught.
Except no one really wondered why the hell there was four awkwardly placed cups and...
Well, it was at Pizza Planet, so it was fine. It was like a Chuck E. Cheese. Speaking of cheese,
Six.
You know what, what are these six? Chipmunks like?
Chipmunks. Cheese.
Yes. Which brings us to number...
Six.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers for the Nintendo. Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, it's a... whenever I hear that theme song, it reminds me Changes. Rescue Rangers.
Who sings that song?
I think it's David Bowie. Changes.
I think I'm thinking of something else.
Never mind. So Chip and Dale was a fucking fantastic game, which is why it came at number six. It had some of the cutest goddamn graphics I've ever seen in a game. They're like little tiny sprites, and they're really fucking...
But they're like adorable sprites.
Yeah, they're adorable. They both actually... It's not just Chip and Dale, and one's brown and one's gray. It's one's wearing a little hat, and the other one's wearing a little Jamaican t-shirt.
Hawaiian shirt.
I'm sorry, Hawaiian.
Jamaicans wear them.
Sorry. Yes, that's right. Sure, the game was repetitive, but the game wasn't repetitive. It was a platform, right? But the boss fights were repetitive. Basically, giant monster... You and him throwing apples at the giant monster, avoiding its projectiles. And that's the boss fight, right?
How can you go wrong?
The last boss is a giant... I forgot what the villain was named, the giant cat. And he's, like, smoking a cigar, and you gotta, like, bail his ashes. Like, get out of the way. Those are his projectiles. Because you're a chipmunk, and ash is, like, the size of a fucking house.
It's a big ash.
But it was a fun game. It was really, really fast. The music, of course, was fun. Not fun, but it was great, as I have here.
That was DuckTales. DuckTales. DuckTales.
No, it's coming.
Nine more minutes.
Chip and Dale. Rescue Ranger. Chip and Dale. Oh, you didn't.
Sorry, I was daydreaming. Your mouse was going somewhere.
Like I said, the music in the game is fantastic, and it's 8-bit style. Like, that's what's fantastic about it.
Actually, there was something on, I forgot what site I was on, where they were playing, like, today's music in, like, 8-bit.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to guess what song it is.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing, and it's kind of difficult to figure it out, but it's really, really neat.
Yeah.
Like, today's music, but in 8-bit.
I heard last week when I was looking for the Portal song, when you're doing the Portal review.
Yeah.
I was looking for an 8-bit Portal song. I found one on Newgrounds, but I didn't want to do it because there's too many licensing things to worry about. But it sounded really good. It was an 8-bit version of... This was
a trial. Still Alive.
Yeah, Still Alive. Thank you very much. But Chip and Dale, if you haven't played this game for Nintendo, it is a great game to play
by
yourself.
Too late to play now.
No, you can probably find it. It was a fun game to play as a kid, and it's still fun today, even by yourself or with a friend. It was just a really, really fun game. I think it was really, really underrated. It's, just fantastic. I had a blast. I wish I had it now so we could play it. We're going to play Mortal Kombat after.
Oh, hell yeah. Number five.
DuckTales. Like I said in the article here, maybe I am being biased, but...
Scrooge McDonald's?
No, Scrooge McDuck is my favorite Disney character. Like, I love Scrooge McDuck with his little Irish accent. He's, like I said in the article, he's just like Mr. Burns of Disney.
I wonder who I like from Disney.
I thought you liked the Blue Bear.
Blue Bear?
From Jungle Book.
No.
Oh.
It's a bear necessity.
Yeah.
No, fuck. That guy, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you liked him.
It's a bear.
Ah, I thought you liked him.
He was barely there in my life.
Funny. But the DuckTales game was great because not only did it was it a fun game where you had to like pull, push, jump on your pogo cane. Bounce, pogo, pogo, pogo. No system of down. Never mind.
Was that a Gaga stick?
What?
You could bounce on my pogo stick?
Probably. Lady Gaga's weird. But the game itself was, like I said before, really, really fun. There was multiple endings to it, depending on how much money you got. Kind of like Wario Land for Game Boy.
Okay.
Where there's multiple endings, depending on how much treasure you find. And it also, not only does DuckTales really sound like, the music is fantastic in it as well, which is why it's kind of on this list, because not only does it offer like the DuckTales theme song, which gets stuck in everybody's fucking head, but see, just tell me if this song sounds familiar. What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? No, more like a pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, what's the game? Kevin, pairnerds.com, all my goals?
Rooster.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, this is where you were fucking with the tree. That's right. That's where our music comes from. Oh, I love this song.
Today we're going to talk about Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
What else did he say we're going to talk about?
I don't remember, but the DuckTales is where our theme song came from, for those of you who have no idea where it is, except that version's the original version, which is a lot faster than our intro, which is a lot slower. Ours is the cool one. I don't remember where I got that intro from. But besides the music, the game looked good. It was fun. All your favorite characters from the TV show was there, and that's the point of it. A lot of the characters from, like, they knew what kids wanted. You're playing a DuckTales game because you want to see Huey, Dewey, and possibly Louie. And you know what?
The pilot dude.
And Launch...
Joe.
No.
Actually, you're pretty close.
Launchpad McQuack?
Probably.
Oh, fuck. I wrote
Launchpad McQuack,
yes. And I called my girlfriend Launchpad the other day when she... I think I told you. She was, fluffing her blankets. And my phone was on it. And she, like, shot my phone in the air. I was like, easy, Launchpad. Anyways, then we had
went
sex.
Went right over
it was
head.
Good. No, she understood it. Oh, she knew. Okay. She knows DuckTales. You think I'm going to be dating someone who doesn't know DuckTales? Yeah, but still. All your favorite characters were in there. The moon level is probably the best level and song for this game because, I don't know, the actual moon level song, it's just like, 8-bit madness, but it's so fucking beautiful. If you haven't played DuckTales, definitely give this one a shot. It's only one player, unlike Chip and Dale, which is why it was really hard to figure out which was which. Like, which was better than what. But DuckTales has the moon level, so...
How can you go wrong?
Yes, exactly.
It should have been number one just for the song.
Exactly. That would have been completely biased.
Number four.
Aladdin! On you are...
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A dazzling place.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
That's where the...
Go ahead. I dare you. Close your eyes.
I close my eyes.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
I open them again.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A place where magic
don't you
can.
Dare close your We're the only ones laughing. Anyways, like I said in the article, to all developers out there trying to make a video game movie tie-in, take Aladdin as the blueprint of how to make it right. Aladdin,
Prince of Persia without the signs of time.
Yes. Have you played Aladdin?
Oh, yeah, of course. Lava level was incredibly hard.
That's like, the one I chose. Really,
oh, did you?
Yeah, I chose that as the highlight.
Oh, fuck, is it so hard?
Yes.
Don't touch the ceiling because it's lava.
Don't touch the floor because it's lava.
Doesn't make sense. The ceiling's lava. Shouldn't they be falling on you?
It does fall on you. Hits the fireball over there.
Oh, come on. I meant like the whole thing.
Oh,
the waterfall.
I see. No, it's not the ceiling that's made. You stupid. You're so stupid.
It was hard. I always hit the ceiling and I died.
When there's water on the ceiling, is the water made of ceilings? I mean...
Yes, it's exactly...
Is the ceiling made of water? No, stupid. It's dripping. It's called something, which I can't remember right now. But, so you played it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you think of it?
It was great.
It was great...
It was a really good game.
Yeah. And it took, like, cues, like I said in the article. Remember that part in the cartoon where he jumps on a camel's back and it spits for, like, that split second?
Yeah. It does that every single time.
It was hilarious. Jump on it. Yeah, it does that every single time in the game. That's, like, a part of the game. When you jump on its back, it makes you higher. It took something as tiny from the movie and made it a big part of the game to the point that we're like, oh, I get it. Like, this is cool. But it also works with the game. You're not just throwing a camel in the background spitting. It actually makes you jump higher. And that's how you make a game based on a movie. You take elements from the movie that people could play it and be like, ah, I see what you're referencing. That's cool. Oh, look, the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the level, I remember one part in the Aladdin game is that in the Genie song, he goes a little bit from column A and a little from column B. There's a whole Genie-inspired level where you're jumping on nothing but column A's and B's. It's like, that's fucking clever. You listen to the song, listen to the words, and made a level by that song. And the
they
song,
just had to fill up levels.
Yes, but
nonetheless, at least it was referenced to the movie.
But like, at least they didn't make me all Aladdin in space, like out of nowhere. They listened to the song, they put the song in the level, and they made the level based on the song from the movie. That's how you fucking do it. And it was just, I don't know, I personally had like a lot of fond memories of playing Aladdin.
The movie itself was great.
That's one of my favorite Disney movies of all time.
One of the saddest parts in the movie I remember was when the genie was captured.
He looks up at Al.
And so sad, but he knows he has to do what he has to do.
Like when his eyebrow does the whole...
Yeah. Like this. So sad.
I know. I
kind of want to watch it again.
Yeah. Speaking of sad, you know Michael Scott left The Office.
When was the last episode?
Last week.
Oh, okay. Was that a good one?
I didn't watch it, but I watched the ending on YouTube.
So sad?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who are they replacing him with?
Will Ferrell.
I don't know. Is that okay?
I don't know. I like Will Ferrell. So.
I just saw the Family Guy episode where Stewie went all the way. It was one of those ongoing jokes where it's like 15 minutes later he goes to Will Ferrell's house to slap him.
Oh, yeah. Because
it was the Bewitched one. Yeah, not, yeah. It was it Bewitched remake?
Yeah.
Whatever. He's like, I'm a witch. I'm a Chicago's fan. Whatever. I don't know.
I hate Family Guy. But Aladdin, on the other hand, is the opposite of Family Guy, in which it's good and funny. And the game was also good and funny. Sorry, I almost threw up a little bit.
It's all right. Well, Ferrell, I know.
Yeah, but you enjoyed it. Like I said in the highlight here in Parenters.com, I have this thing here. Remember that?
Yeah,
like look at this. Like it looks like the cartoon. I also found out that Disney Studios also made... Oh, fuck you.
Internet. Are you allowed to say infidels in the game? First sentence in this whole video. Infidels!
Back in the day, yes, you could have said anything, including... Beep. but yeah, like the music, the animation was... fantastic because it looked like the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was not like sprites. It was like, well, it was sprites, but I mean, it was really detailed sprites. Look at that.
It looked like it was a character shrunk down.
Yes, exactly. Because this was made by Disney Studios who knew what the fuck they were doing with the game. They didn't give this to LJN, like Angry Video Game Nerd always talks about, where LJN just takes a license and fucks it up. This was Disney Studios making a Disney game. That's what made it so, that's what was so good about it. They knew exactly how to do so. But yeah, this level was hard with the lava.
Oh, hell yeah.
But speaking of hard,
number three.
The Lion King. Holy fuck, have I spoken about The Lion King so much. African Lion.
You practically cats, like Lion King musical. Lion dick.
Yes. It wasn't
lying.
Is
that legal here?
It wasn't lying when I sucked it.
It was standing?
It was. I meant lying.
Lying as in it's lying?
Like, I'm not telling you the truth.
Or lying as it's lying, as in it's laying down.
Does either a joke work?
Yeah, it kind of does. I wasn't lying when I sucked his dick, so you were standing?
It works either way.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll use both of them.
Okay, good. Speaking of equally good, we have The Lion King. Have you played this one?
Yeah.
I played this on a Sega Genesis.
I remember the Stampede.
Oh, fuck, that's why
that
I
was fucking that, hard.
That's exactly what I mentioned in the article. Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Here, somewhere.
Where is it? The Stampede, got me playing a game again. I can pass the ladder. I still never passed the stupid outro section. You know what part I'm talking about. The
check out find Stampede before you do. You didn't even fucking write it.
Probably not.
I don't see it.
But yes, the Stampede part in the Lion King.
Even that part in the video that you're showing where you have to be tossed up by the monkeys to get higher. And, oh, God. The game is hard.
Yes. Well, that's what I want to get at. So the Lion King, I played it for the Sega Genesis, and I've only made it to older Simba once.
That was it. That's like the beginning of the game.
No, when you start off the game as Simba, which every level is inspired by a song in the movie. Which again, this is how you make a fucking game tie-in. You do it with like references from the movie.
Seems like Disney knows what they're doing.
Of course, Disney knows what they're doing. Listen to this music.
That's pretty much me playing the game fucking failing.
If the guy would stop dying, we'd be able to hear it. I'm gonna be... Oh, no. Yeah.
The animation's really nice.
Yeah. This ostrich scene. Gonna be a mighty king in something maybe when... Yeah, snack. But yes, the music was fucking fantastic, and I hate that song. I just can't wait to be queen.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to be king because of this ostrich level. The pigs, or whatever the fuck those things are, and the nests are so hard to see.
Yeah.
And you have to double jump at parts. This part in the game, I compared it to the Battletoads level with the tunnels where you're driving the cars.
The ones we can almost never beat, or yes. At least we die 30 times.
Before beating
it. We start with like 9 lives and end up with 1.
Yes. I compared this part of this game to that Battletoads section because it's equally hard. But the Stampede level part is even fucking harder.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a front view, and again...
So you don't even know what the fuck's ahead of you.
Well, you see rocks coming towards you.
Doesn't mean anything.
But they flash 4 or 5 times to let you know where it's coming from. But as the rocks are going towards you, the Stampede's coming behind you at the same time. And one hit... Oh, no, I think
one
it's
one like, fuck-up.
I think
well,
it's like 3 hits, but yeah.
Still, nonetheless, you're fucked.
You're like, rock, Stampede, dead. It starts. And then it starts again. But the Lion King was a fantastic game for the Genesis, and I'm assuming the Super Nintendo. I'm assuming it's the same game.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked good. The animation was fucking beautiful.
They did a really good job when it comes to like the animation of the characters.
Yeah.
They just basically scale it down to video game, and that's it.
They even had that roar and like his little pussy-ass roar that he has. Except
if we were in the jungle and he even did that pussy-ass roar, I'd
really like, But I put this as number 3 as opposed to Aladdin because the way I look at it, animating a lion is a lot fucking harder than animating a person, Aladdin.
What is his background?
Arab.
Is he?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think so. Agrabah.
I don't know.
Arab. You arrange the letters. Arab.
Maybe. I think you're right. Possible.
I know Genie was American, though. But did you know where they got the inspiration to draw Aladdin? Where his facial features come from?
No.
Tom Cruise. Not even joking. Not even joking. If you look at Aladdin's face and Tom Cruise, same face. They modeled Aladdin off Tom Cruise.
Young Tom Cruise, like Top Gun young?
Yeah. Of course, not like this fucking whack job. And plus, Aladdin was made in 93. And also, here's more trivia. Disney, I'm filled with Disney shit. Did you know who did the voice of Aladdin?
Batman.
No.
Michael Keaton.
No.
George Clooney.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Actually, I don't know. I probably shouldn't try to remember what it sounds like, but whatever.
Okay, Abu. That was my Aladdin. DJ's boyfriend from Full House.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Steven. An Aladdin, a white Aladdin.
Yeah. Huh. His name was Steven, right?
I don't know.
If you hear his voice now, all you hear is Aladdin. But anyways, you know who did Simba's voice in Lion King?
Simba?
Every girl's boy crush.
Boy Meets World.
No.
Corey Hart.
No, you're close. You're close, though.
Oh, I don't know. The other guy.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, that's all.
Are we done with this trivia?
Yes, we are. But yes, Lion King, fantastic game on Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo. Here's another good game.
Number 2.
Epic Mickey.
Another Mickey game? Come on.
Wow.
But you get back there.
Hold on, let me tell you about Epic Mickey first off. Now, I'm going to piss a lot of people off because I have not completed this game. What? You haven't completed this game? No, Mickey, I haven't. Well, how can this be a number 2 if you haven't completed the game? At least the other ones you completed. Actually,
he's saying it's shit. Get a number 2.
Actually, no, I haven't completed the other games at all, Mickey.
Because your Wii is fucked.
Well, no. Like Chip and Dale and DuckTales, I haven't beaten all of them. It's all called research and stuff. Oh, I can't believe you're putting this on number 2 if you haven't played the game. You are obviously a fanboy. You have no idea what... Mickey! For fuck's sakes, calm down. What's wrong with you?
Could have been number 1.
I want it to be number 1. Mickey, we'll get there.
Okay.
Alright?
Okay.
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 Is that right?
It's
all right. So, Epic Mickey, from what I played, and I played a lot of Epic Mickey, I just never passed it because my Wii went, and died. But Epic Mickey, so far from what I played, was fantastic. It was a great, 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 great Mickey Disney game. Because, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Every game up to this point were good in their own way, right?
Yes.
Epic Mickey goes further back into the Disney series by getting Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, the original... Oh, I hate that fucker. Okay, Mickey, be cool. The original Mickey Mouse, like the original idea for Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Before Mickey came out. There's referencing to Steamboat Willie. Yes, yes. Seriously, Mickey?
We can get rid of him.
Can you?
I have a mousetrap. Mousetrap!
I forgot the song too. But yes, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was the original Mickey Mouse.
I hate him.
Yeah, I know. And it goes back to referencing older Disney movies in levels in a game that's never been done before. Like Steamboat Willie? Fantastic in that epic in Epic Mickey. The levels itself are dark, but still kid-friendly. Does that make sense?
Is it 2D? Like
it's 3D.
Okay.
The only thing I don't like about Epic Mickey, of course, Wii Motion.
Shake
the control to make Mickey be like, uh-huh, and jump around, right? But Epic Mickey is, from what I played, is great. I haven't played that much, but here's some gameplay footage here, about 9 minutes long.
You love your, like, 10-minute clips, don't you?
Oh, they just talk about it. That's Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, the original Mickey Mouse. Pretty cute, eh?
No, not bad.
But also, Epic Mickey looked really dark, and I think Epic Mickey would have done a lot better if it was on another console, to be honest.
Like what?
Like the 360 or PS3.
I don't know.
It didn't do that well on the Wii. Like, it did alright, but it could have done better. Like, imagine seeing Epic Mickey with HD visuals and...
But imagine seeing it on a console, like 360. Like, doesn't seem right.
What do you mean?
Seems like Disney games belong on the Wii. Were there any Disney games with the 360?
Yeah, Tron.
Yeah, but that's like the cool Tron now. Like the movie remake, awesome flying machines. You mean
like old school?
Yeah.
Nothing I can think of. Prove me wrong, listeners.
To me,
it
just seems
wrong.
Like Disney games should stay on the Wii.
Because the Wii's seen as a kid system.
Casual gamer type of thingy.
But Epic Mickey isn't a casual game, though. It's pretty much a hardcore game. It's an actual great, like, it's a good storyline, but it's not filled with fucking bullshit minigames.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't think it would fit.
Mm-hmm.
If the game don't fit, you must press start and quit.
That's, ooh, nice, nice. But Epic Mickey was a pretty good Disney game. I wish I had more to say about
Trademark
it.
Trademark by Booster. Somebody's going to say that out there.
I wish I had more to say about Epic Mickey. It just, if you have the Wii and you have no game to play on it, play Epic Mickey. Grab this game as soon as you can because you won't be sorry. But, are you ready?
Are you ready?
My free cares are...
Number one.
Kingdom Hearts 2. That's right. I know Kingdom Hearts has been on the top 10s before. Mostly.
All 10 of them.
Yes. Kingdom Hearts 2, specifically 2, is number one because...
You can look up Sora's dress, but Sora's the girl. The guy.
Yeah, Sora's the guy.
It's alright, you can look up his dress.
The thing about Kingdom Hearts 2 is that, like Epic Mickey, where Epic Mickey grabs all of old Disney references and puts it together in one game, this one grabbed all of the modern Disney movies and put it into one game. Lion King was a great game, right, Rory?
Yeah.
It's even better in Kingdom Hearts 2 because you get to play as Simba, main character, not really. Your character transformed into a lion.
Well, surely it can't be any better. Like, I like the Hercules game.
Well, Hercules is also a level in Kingdom Hearts 2, but not only Hercules is in it, so is Cloud and Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
What?
Yeah, that's right. But I know what you're thinking here.
What am I thinking?
Aladdin was good, so surely Aladdin's in this game, right?
No, but his co-partner is
no, but
Genie.
Aladdin is in this game.
Aladdin is actually in the game?
Yeah, he's in the game. And like all these levels are inspired off the game, so it's basically all of the game on his top 10 list into one. So in Aladdin, you're in the desert. You're with the Genie as he's a summon, and Aladdin can fight next to you. You're in the Lion King level, you're in the Pride Land. You turn into a lion, you have Simba with you, fighting by your side.
You turn into a lion?
Yeah, he did actually turn into the what they're... to blend in with the characters.
So they don't look out of place?
Yeah.
So is it possible if you watch The Lion King, you might see your Kingdom Hearts character in the movie without even realizing it?
Here's the thing with Kingdom Hearts. There's other worlds out there, which is like Lion King, Aladdin, whatever.
Okay.
And when you go there, you have to blend in because you can't tell them about the other worlds because that'll fuck up the canon of the story, right?
Yeah.
So when you go to Aladdin's level, Agrabah, you're basically playing the Aladdin movie. So you have to blend in to make everything flow. Because if you're like there with the spiky hair and chains, you look weird. So they make him look like Aladdin's level, right?
Okay.
And the Lion King, if it was a guy with a fucking keyblade, it looks weird. Instead, they transform you into a lion, like a cub, and you hold a keyblade in your mouth. That's how you attack.
That's neat.
So, and like, there's even the Nightmare Before Christmas, you're dressed up in different costumes. Halloween costumes to fit in.
Christmas, Christmas.
Tron, there's even a level in Tron here where they dress up in the Tron outfit, which looks fucking fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
And like I said, besides all that stuff, Chip and Dale's in it.
Chip.
They're like the construction workers, Mickey, when they take the stand here. I'm in it too. Yes, you sure are. Although, you don't, actually, you look pretty badass in that game, Mickey. Wow. Thank you. It's all because of the keyboard. Yeah, I know. You look really fucking awesome with that cloak. Should I stop this Mickey Mouse voice thing?
No, you're doing fine. He's beginning to get credit. Sure, he's on three of our lists, but...
But he is also the logo for Disney, so you can't really blame him.
Sure. It's your fault, Mickey.
Well, bring it on. He basically looks really badass. He's like, he's like really... You killed Donald?
Oh, you killed Donald? Spoilers.
You killed my best friend? Oh, you don't like me when I'm angry.
Turns to the Hulk.
Mickey just spooched. Oh, Mickey.
Oh, attack. Plus 4 damage.
But yeah, Kingdom Hearts is a fantastic game. I'm still awaiting the sequel, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Will there be a Kingdom Hearts 3?
So far, still nothing. There's a Kingdom Hearts 3 DS coming out. That's what that is actually called. coming out for the 3DS, and but it isn't Kingdom Hearts 3. It's just called Kingdom Hearts 3DS, which DS stands
probably
for
like Kingdom Hearts, but in 3D.
Yes, but the 3DS doesn't stand for 3DS like you think. 3DS is actually the title of the game.
Yeah,
but no, DS stands for something completely different than dual screen.
What does it stand for?
Like 3 days sucker or something stupid like that.
Oh.
They made it cleverly to the point that like
where it's on the 3DS,
but it's
not
called
the
3DS, but it's not. Yeah, like it's like fuck it.
I get it.
But so far there has been nothing
announced
with Kingdom Hearts 3, but Kingdom Hearts 2 is probably the best one because in Kingdom Hearts 1, when you visit the like Aladdin and Little Mermaid and shit like that, and Beauty and the Beast, and when you leave the game and complete the game, in part 2, when you go back, they remember you.
That's cool.
Like, when you go there, and Aladdin's like,
hey, you left your shoe prints
well,
on the
Aladdin's
wall.
Like, hey, Sora, because now it's Aladdin 2 that you're in, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, hey, Sora, it's so good to see you. What have you been up to? Like, where'd you go? He's like, you know, I just went around. You go, and then you go to, like, Little Mermaid, and then Ariel's like, hey, Sora, my dad's at it again. Like, they remember you. It's not like amnesia, and you have to pretend like you've never met them before. They remember you, and everything's the same. The only part in the game I did hate was the fucking part in, what is this? The Little Mermaid level.
What's wrong with the Little Mermaid level?
Have you never watched the Little Mermaid level?
The level or the movie?
I'll show it to you on a break. I'll show you the level inspired in Kingdom Hearts. And that was the top 10 Disney games.
Ta-da!
What'd you think of the list?
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Pretty good? Pretty good. And up next, as our last thingy,
Mortal Kombat!
We're reviewing and talking about Mortal Kombat. Thank fucking Christ. Up next. Not thanking Christ up next. Review of Mortal Kombat.
Can we thank Christ next up next? Can I leave now?
Wow, that was a bad Mickey. Can I leave now?
After a round of Mortal Kombat.
After a round, Mortal Mickey. Mortal Mickey, that'll be the name of the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Hey, I'm the Gooch.
And I'm the Douchebag. Have you ever needed help promoting a thought, a vision, an idea? Or how about a website? We've got some friends that can help you out. Check them out at scenic7pr.com.
You know you have an awesome product. You're just not sure how to get it out there. You don't have the contacts. Well, you don't have to worry. Just go over to scenic7pr.com and let those guys take care of it.
Again, it's scenic7pr.com. Tell them the Douchebag sent you.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Down here it's wetter, something and better, take it from me.
Sorry. I don't know the song.
We're just watching the Kingdom Hearts videos. Isn't the Kingdom Hearts like a great game?
Seems like it's a fun game.
It's a really fun, good game. That's all you're like, I just love Kingdom Hearts. And plus seeing all these characters in 3D for the first time too, it's like, I just splurged. You know what games aren't good in 3D though?
What?
Mortal Kombat! Yes.
Wait, games that are not good in 3D?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat sucks balls in 3D. Like the
oh, you meant like directional wise.
Yeah, well,
I guess,
visual.
Because
it looks good in 3D. I had something.
What'd you have?
Away.
Monkey now balls? I can.
It was in 3D. It sucked. Now it's in 2D. 3D. It's good now.
2D, 3D?
yes. Alright, so Mortal Kombat. What are we going to call this? Oh yeah, Mortal Mickey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I gotta remember that. I shall take that in now. Yeah, so Mortal Kombat, you played a little bit of it, what'd you think?
Amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
I gave the game a 9 out of 10 on Paranerds.com. If you were to go to the site and check it out, you'll see Paranerds.com, you do 9 out of 10. I gave the game a 9 out of 10. From what I played a whole story campaign. You've only played a little bit, right?
I just played like 2 matches.
With a joystick, which
three, actually. 1 online, got my ass raped. 2 practice, 3 back online, and 1.
Yes, practice makes you perfect.
That's right.
That is trite. I said trite. Mortal Kombat, on the other hand, I did the whole what happened. We've been talking and humping about Mortal Kombat for the last, 4 weeks now, right?
That's right.
But I finally got it, and I started playing. First off, I played the storyline. I played everything, so I could do a review on it, because it was, running late.
Mm-hmm.
So I played the story campaign, and let me tell you, the story campaign is good.
Is that surprising?
Yes, very much so, because the Mortal Kombat stories up to now wasn't really that good. Like, it was like, you guys are focusing way too, you guys are looking way too deep in this whole Mortal Kombat.
His middle name is Liu.
Yeah, it's like.
That means Kang was his brother.
Yeah, like, it was really stupid, but this storyline, because it's like basically the first 3 Mortal Kombats put together.
Isn't that the only Mortal Kombat there is? Oh, game-wise, not movies.
No, yeah, I'm talking about game-wise.
I'm like, isn't there only 3 Mortal Kombat movies?
There's only 2.
For now.
For now. So basically, it starts off with Johnny Cage. Or no, it starts off with Raiden. I think I said this last time. Did I ever say this?
I don't know.
Say probably not. Raiden, it starts off with Raiden showing Sonya Blade on the floor with her stomach and guts hanging out first. Then the camera like pans over the stairs going upwards, and you see like all the Johnny Cage, all the good guys basically dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows Raiden. I keep wanting to call him Raiden, thanks to fucking Metal Gear. Raiden! Holy fuck, that was good. So it shows Raiden getting the fucking shit kicked out of him, punched in the face like repeatedly by Shao Kahn. And then Raiden's like, he must win. Basically, that's what he says, right?
It's sexist, but it's okay.
Yeah. So the camera pans out back to, like, I guess present day, because you think that's present day, and what a twist, it's not.
And it shows Raiden
basically saying, I've seen the future, and he must win. Who is he, Rui? Who is he?
Definitely not a girl.
Definitely not a girl, so...
He is the chosen one.
So...
Chosen one!
It starts off with, like, him trying to figure out who should win Mortal Kombat. So it's simple. Here's the Mortal Kombat premise. Someone has to win to stop the world from...
No, to stop him from getting his ass kicked.
to stop the bad guys.
He must protect me.
To stop the outer realms to colliding with Earth realm.
That means different. DC universe would combine.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Like, it kind of does take on cues from Mortal Kombat vs. DC universe, where, like, you know, chapter one, you play as Batman. Not in this game. That one, the other one.
Yeah.
Chapter one, you play as Batman. 3 or 4 or 5 rounds, and then you play as like Sub-Zero 3, 4, or 5 rounds. So you can play as all the characters, and they all develop their stories, right? Yeah. And this one, it does the same thing. It takes its cue from Mortal Kombat vs. DC, which is fine because the storyline in that one was actually pretty good and paced very well. So you have Raiden trying to figure out who he is, like the guy who should win Mortal Kombat. While that's going on, Sub-Zero is going after Scorpion for killing his family, or vice versa, I forget. So then you play as Sub-Zero or Scorpion or both, right? And then while that's going on, the Luke, whatever that clan is called that turns ninjas into robots.
The Cool Clan.
Yeah. They're not the Ku Klux Klan. The other clan. They're going around taking ninjas and turning them into robots. Sector, Cyrex. How do they become robots?
I don't know.
Here's how it happens. It tells you the origins of Jax and how his arms get ripped off.
Okay.
How do you get metal arms? I don't know.
Well, in the movie, he was experimenting. He's like, I don't have these arms. Ah.
Yeah, let's see what these babies can do. In the game, you know, maybe it shows you. Maybe it does. I don't know. And also, Cabal. You know Cabal?
Faintly.
Yeah, me too. I barely remember the guy. I know that I really like him.
I remember playing him, and I remember one of his moves that he uses his hooks.
Yeah.
And he would like kind of do it like in a circular motion.
Yeah, still doesn't.
Kind of like Honda in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
With his palm movie. Movie.
But Cabal, like I was like, I completely forgot about that character. Completely forgot about that character. Played story mode? Huh.
There he is.
That's the origin of him. Interesting. Sindel. Remember Sindel?
No.
The one with the gray hair who screams?
Yes.
Her origin? Where'd she come from?
I don't remember. She's Thing's mother.
Kitana.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought it was Marlena, but that doesn't sound right.
And Melina. Speaking of Kitana.
Oh, Melina. There you go.
Melina. Her origin. How did she come? It'll play the game and find
with
out.
The right moves, huh?
Yeah. Actually, she has a really hot body. Disgusting face, but hot body.
It's okay.
She's got the Baraka teeth.
All right. Going down's not an option?
No, definitely not an option. But
Or is it?
But that's the thing about the storyline. Like, when I beat the storyline, the last thing with Raiden... Raiden. And it was actually kind of emotional. I don't want to say it or spoil it, but if you play the game, which you will, it's kind of emotional. You're kind of like...
Hmm. Looks like he didn't save us after all.
Yes. So the storyline is really, really good, well done, well paced. It's about 6 hours long for the story campaign itself, right? On top of that, there's the arcade challenge, basically like the old school Mortal Kombat. You climb up the ladder to fight Shao Kahn. And, like, I love this game so much, and I'm playing through with every character. So far, I've played
through the arcade?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And in the arcade, they offer the endings. Like, it's not like 3D, but it's like cutscenes, kind of like the way it was back in the day. It just shows like a picture of them holding someone's head and like text at the bottom.
Yeah.
But someone's doing a voiceover.
Okay.
So I played with 4 people so far in arcade, beating Shao Kahn. And Shao Kahn's a fucking asshole.
Is there an achievement for doing them all?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
But not only that, you also unlock things while doing that. Like, I unlocked Quan Chi by playing arcade mode. And you unlock different fatalities and you unlock different things as well, right?
Yeah, I noticed Sub-Zero, you only had like one fatality and there's like 30 of them.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. So the arcade challenge, or the arcade mode, is already long enough, and Shao Kahn's a fucking asshole. He's a dick.
Of course. He started Mortal Kombat, the tournament.
All he does is throw a sledgehammer at you, and when it hits you, you get dazed, and he goes up to you, and half your health gone. That's basically what it is. If you want to play arcade mode after we're done, you're more than welcome to.
No, I like to play against people. It's fun.
But I want you to pass it. On top of that, there's Test Your Might, Test Your Sight, and Test Your Luck. Where Test Your Sight, if you remember, is like the thing under the cup.
Ball of cup.
Yeah. Thingy. Test Your Might is to press a button, strike. And Test Your Luck.
Is casino?
It's the beginning of the match, a slot machine will happen.
Okay.
And it'll basically, like, it'll tell you who you're fighting. And it'll tell you what kind of, like, code it'll put on, like zombie mode or, like, no block or block disabled or just hyper fighting.
Okay.
And something else, which I forget. And then there's that already, right? And then there's Challenge Tower, which, from what I've read online, 300 challenges. I'm on, like, 72 and I want to throw it out the window.
Holy crap.
It's like, specific challenges. Fight this enemy without block. Or fight this enemy hitting him in the head only. Or this enemy only takes damage in the light. There'll be like a light shining down.
Mm-hmm.
Or fight these two guys within 30 seconds. Or only use your specials against a horde of zombies. So there'll be like a bunch of zombies coming towards you.
Yeah.
And all you gotta do is like shoot him a striker. And he says like, aim for the head. And that's all you gotta do.
Damn, that's a lot of challenges.
Like 300 from what I've read online. And they could be anywhere from Test Your Might, Test Your Sight, Test Your Luck, to fighting two people at once, fighting one person...
Fighting four Shao Kahn.
Fighting while the environment interacts with you with, like, snowballs are falling from the sky and it can freeze you. Or if you're in Scorpion's level, there's, like, hands coming from hell grabbing you and they'll make you stuck there for a bit.
Hmm.
There's a lot to offer. And on top of that, there's the Crypt, which is where you unlock every single thing.
With coins.
With coins, spelled with a K.
Oh, yeah.
The Crypt was in previous Mortal Kombat games, which I was a huge fan of because it gave you a reason to keep playing.
Yeah, so you could buy everything.
Yeah, it's not even DLC. It's like shit that could have been sold as DLC, part of the game. The only thing from what I've noticed so far is no behind the scenes videos like I used to like.
Which one did they have that?
Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance had that. And which I liked because they had like the behind the scenes, like even if it was like a 20-second clip, it was still cool to watch that, right? Right now they have like from what I've seen, fatalities, background music, outfits, artist concept art. And arena art. There's nothing really
concept
too fancy.
Art is still kind of cool.
It's still kind of cool.
What the characters could have looked like.
But it was 1,000 coins. It's like, ugh, I could have got something else. But still, there's a lot of characters to choose from. 26, and Kratos is on the PS3 version, which I kind of wish I had the PS3 version.
Kind of wish I gave one for Xbox. But who?
Exactly, like Master Chief. Like, Kratos fits the Mortal Kombat
universe. That type of style.
Because he's nothing but blood and gore anyways, right?
Still,
it should have been me. Oh, who's that, Mickey?
Maybe they could have done Dante or something.
But I don't know.
Why couldn't they have Raiden? Raiden.
From Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Because that would be stupid. Raiden. Both spell the same way. But we have played, the Crypt gives you a lot to offer and along with everything else. But what makes a game really is the community, right?
Yeah.
And we played the multiplayer. What'd you think of it?
It wasn't bad, except one guy I thought was decent opponent, kicked my ass. The other guy just kept jumping around like a bunny.
Yeah, they'll spam jumps and teleports like
anything
crazy.
Anything to win.
Yeah, anything to win. But it's still fun to play.
Once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, because last night I was playing King of the Hill online, and I went through like... I was there for so long playing King of the Hill, which is basically you watch... It's weird, it's interesting, but it's also really weird. So you basically
you're playing a game that you should be playing, but you're waiting.
Yeah, but the thing is that the guy who wins, so there's like five people waiting in line, and there's an actual line with your avatar waiting there.
Yeah,
and you fight, you watch a fight. So if he wins that guy, he's the king of the hill, which makes sense, right?
Yeah,
and then the guy goes back to the back of the line, and then lineup moves forward, and until you finally show up, only to get your ass handed to you in like 10 seconds, it's not really that worth it.
But if you put up a good fight,
like I still suck at the game. Like, I only know how to do basic moves, but I don't know how to do it fast enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in King of Hill, they'll kick you, and as soon as they know that you're, like, as soon as they think you're going to be good, they'll just spam the fuck out of you.
Well, if you have the advantage of winning, then they'll obviously just do the cheap moves.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of cheap moves, did you like the X-ray attacks?
Yeah,
I know we spoke about this
still
before,
really
but...
cool.
Yeah, the X-ray attacks are still
except for
brutal.
Sub-Zero, it's like, I always miss. They always tend to jump right over me. Yeah.
And the fatalities, what do you think of them?
I haven't done any yet, but from the ones you showed me, I think you showed me Cabals, right?
Cabals, yeah.
That one was pretty cool.
Where he slices
them in half? Yeah, I can only imagine what the other 26 people would do.
You've seen Sub-Zero's stomach freezing one,
yeah.
Right? Oh, no, that's the X-ray attack. Sub-Zero's freezes the bottom half and rips off the torso.
Yeah, you're right.
And
but there's more fatalities, so I don't know.
There's a lot more fatalities. And there's also Beyblades.
Friendship?
Do you remember Big Alex?
Yes, I do.
Somebody turned me into a baby. I was like,
Baby Scorpion? That's cool.
I was like, I didn't even know that was in the game. I had no idea Baby Alex were in the game. I thought it was only fatalities. And well,
you need enough coin to figure that out.
Probably. But that's the thing. Like, there's so many things to unlock.
Now, I wonder, if you haven't unlocked a fatality, but you know what the buttons are for it, can you still do it?
You can. I did a stage fatality the other day without unlocking it.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's still... I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Like, the graphics were really, really impressive. Like, the cutscenes... It's weird because the cutscenes were, like... They're not that great, but they did that on purpose because it's a modern... It's a reboot of the original three Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
So they look cheesy because they're supposed to. Like, that's...
It's meant to be that way.
It's meant to be that kind of blocky look because that's the way it was. But it's blocky, but still HD and still looks good.
It's 3D HD blocks.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, it looks like crud. I mean, not crud, but it doesn't look as good as you think it is. But then again, you remember it's a fighting game? In which it looks fucking fantastic, because most games do sprites or cell shade animation.
Yeah.
And this is fully 3D, 2D kind of thing, right?
It's probably the same actors.
I wish
actual
it was.
Live. Yeah.
But I mean, like, they even brought back Toasty! They brought back a lot of things from the original
Mortal Kombat. Except you actually know what he looks like now.
Yeah, it's sort of like a
pixelated
mess. They brought back levels from old Mortal Kombat, like the Deadpool level with the acid all over the place.
Yeah.
And that stage fatality is gruesome.
Shove your face in the acid?
No, they throw you in it, and... You see whoever come up, like, ah! And then their face starts melting, and, like, the meat's still on the bones. But then the green water around you turns that faded red, like, color.
Yeah.
It's really, really brutal. I wish I could show you if I knew how to do it. But, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed Mortal Kombat, and it was exactly what I was expecting it to be. The storyline was fantastic. The online multiplayer is great. It looks great. It sounds awesome, especially the bone-cracking effects. Like, when you snap someone's bone backwards, it's the sound effect of it. It just
sounds... playing the surround sound or not?
Yeah, of course they did.
That's right.
And, there's something else I wanted to mention. Oh, the gore. When was the last time when you played a game and went, ooh, after watching someone's, x-ray attack or whatever?
Splatterhouse.
Really?
When you shove your arm in the guy's anus.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
For the first time, right. But, I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen with Mortal Kombat when we become, like, used to it. But
yeah.
I was showing my girlfriend's roommate the fatalities online, right? Just to show her how gruesome it is. And when she saw the one where, I think it's Shao Kahn, he grabs your arm and breaks your elbow and breaks your kneecap, she went like, oh! I was like...
Her elbow and kneecap were hurting.
That's the thing, that you haven't had that, like, kind of reaction in the Mortal Kombat game since the original Mortal Kombat. Like, to this day, the original idea or the thought of having Sub-Zero ripping off that guy's head and seeing the spine hanging, just that detail of the spine hanging fucked me up for life. Like, that was... Like, you could have just ripped the guy's head off. That was it. I would have been fine.
But the spine
hanging, it's like, this shit's too real, man. Shit got real.
Like shit.
Oh, God, I can't take this, right? Same thing with Kano's heart movement thing. It's beating in his heart. I mean, in his hand.
His heart,
So, like, I don't know. The gore factor is way up there again. It's a return to Mortal Kombat. I'm surprised Fox didn't jump and be like, well, I guess they killed Bin Laden.
With their big fuck-up, President Obama is dead.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess they killed Bin Laden, so they're all over that. But I'm surprised Fox didn't jump on Mortal Kombat and saying how gory and controversial it is. But I don't know. I really, really enjoyed the game. And I'm not even a fighter game kind of guy. I hate fighters.
Like, you own quite a few.
I own one.
Well, you own Mortal Kombat vs. DC. You used to.
Because I had to do that for the article.
You had Mortal Kombat. Now you have Mortal Kombat. Then you have Super Street Fighter for your phone.
But, okay, hold on.
You also have...
Hold on.
Was it Marvel vs. Capcom?
Hold on.
You also have the Takanakawachi vs. Capcom.
It's
3.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
What else do you have? You have quite a few fighters.
Hold on. You with me?
I'm here.
Just because I have Mortal Kombat for my DS, just because I have Street Fighter for my iPhone, just because I own Marvel vs. Capcom 2, just because I own Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, just because I own Mortal Kombat, just because I own Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, doesn't mean I like fighters.
Alright. Sorry, I'll take that back.
Okay, thank you. It just means I really suck at them, which is why I don't like them. I always buy them and regret them.
I keep forgetting.
So I keep forgetting how much I suck at it. But Mortal Kombat, I think I did pretty well in it. Even more time. Plus, I have a joystick, motherfuckers.
That's
bring
right.
it on, motherfuckers.
Or a fancy cabinet.
That's right. Basically, I gave the game a 9 out of 10. From what you've played so far, I know this isn't really fair, but what would you give it?
Oh, it's really hard to say. I can only imagine. I'll agree with you with 9 out of 10, because, I don't know, you have to give a 9 for a reason.
Yeah.
And I've only played 2 battles and 1 practice round.
Yeah, sure. So, I give the game a 9 out of 10, and, yeah, we're basically going to wrap this shindig up. What's on the pipeline this week? I'm going to be writing an article about how people are bitching about new technology, and I'm going to write an article about positive things. You've seen it so far?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I haven't read the whole thing, but I read your, like, subjects?
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Topics, I guess.
Topics categories. Within categories.
We're also going to be having a review on a game coming out this week. Hopefully, if Gareth gets it, he'll probably be writing a review of the game. And just going to what we spoke about this week, we spoke about Osama bin Laden. News, top 10 Disney games. Let's go over to top 10 right now really fast before I click this photo. Oh, shit. Close the window. Let's go over the top 10 list really fast.
Number 10.
Bonkers.
Number 9.
Castle of Illusion. Starting Mickey Mouse.
Number 8.
Darkwing Duck.
Number 7.
Toy Story.
Number 6.
Chip and Dale.
Number 5.
Duck Tales.
Number 4.
Aladdin.
Is that
racist? Aladdin. Number 3, The Lion King.
Number 2.
Epic Mickey.
And number 1.
Kingdom Hearts 2. Where I'm in it. I'm a badass. And we also did a review of Mortal Kombat. And be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/theparanerds. And leave comments. Send emails. Don't forget, I still have that code to give away for Mortal Kombat Avatar clothing for female ladies.
It's ladies Scorpion, only.
It's a Scorpion outfit and a NetherRealms t-shirt. I don't need it. I still have the Final Fantasy 13 one if anyone wants it as well. Also, yeah, just send it as a subject line, Avatar code. I'll send it to you. No contest, no nothing. Just the first is send me an email. I'll send you the code. That's it. I mean, if you want to tell your friends about it, say I want to get upset about it. Just saying.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so that's basically it for podcast 54, I believe. And, yeah, remember,
two articles
coming out this week. I'm off school. I have no life. So that's pretty much it.
We have a life now. It's called Mortal Kombat.
It is called Mortal
Kombat. You must win the tournament. You are the chosen one.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert.
He must win.
Who's he?
I don't know. I thought it was you.
It's me. Mickey Combat! Or no, Mortal Mickey. Mickey Combat's actually better.
Maybe.
Mickey Combat? Mortal Mickey? Which one do you prefer?
Maybe Mickey Combat.
Mickey Combat. Yeah, I think about that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so we'll speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye!
Bye! How are we going to end this one?
Mickey Combat.
Yeah. Fight!
Mickey. Fight? No, that's how we ended last time.
Round one. Start.
No, fight. You know what we can do? Play Mortal Kombat right now. If.
I was gonna. How'd I lose my trademark saying already?
If the game don't fit, press start and quit. There you go.
That was a trademark. I'm gonna make it.
You should. Better. You should. Definitely. I'd rather play Mortal Kombat.
Alright, let's do it.